It's time for Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons. You're listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Amberwell Pregame and Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head Raven football coach Joe Osborne starts right after these messages.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We've got head coach Joel Osborne of Benedictine Football with us. Coach, congratulations. That was a really, really nice road win for your team against a nice opponent last week.
Yeah, I was really pleased with how we came out and played defensively. You know, really held them throughout the game to one score. They had one drive at the end of the half there. And that was really, we made two mistakes. We threw the interception before the half where they had returned it for a pick six. Tom, on the play, Jacob Gathright was in the back right corner of the end zone and caught the kid at the goal line, and he fumbled the ball. And if we'd have had replay at the goal line, we might have got a touchback. Jacob was clocked at 23 miles per hour on the play catching the kid. It was an incredible effort by him. And then we had the two-minute drive where we got stopped, and then they were able to get a score. So that was really our two mistakes of the day. But overall, though, I thought we came out, and we really did stuff to them that no one had done all year. We threw the ball really well. They'd been holding really good teams under 200 yards passing. We threw for almost 400, and I thought Jackson had a really good day. The line kept him clean. Guys were getting open. I thought Gathright was really explosive. He had a great day, and I thought just defensively we were all over him.
Coach, I'm just going to say it. We talked about it during the course of the week, but I think Jackson got robbed. He should have been the conference offensive player of the week, but those five touchdowns and the way he ran that team, I thought he was really good.
He did a really good job, you know, and the thing is if you look at Missouri Valley's defense, what they've done to the top-ranked teams in our conference this year, you know, MNU really only had scored two touchdowns through three quarters on them because one of the touchdowns out of the 21 points was a pick six, and they're averaging well over 50. Grandview's averaging well over 50, only scored 10 points through three quarters, and then Baker's averaging upwards of upper 40s, low 50s, and they didn't score an offensive touchdown until the fourth quarter, so yeah, I thought he played well, but I thought definitely he was locked in. We hit explosive plays. That was really good to see. And I just thought our kids were ready to go. We had to improvise, adapt, overcome a little bit. Our buses, the bus coming from Kearney, Missouri, would not go over 30 miles per hour. So the buses had to turn around, go get another bus. And so we were about 45 minutes late getting there from where we wanted to be. Our kids did not panic. Our coaches handled it really well. You couldn't even tell that that had happened based on how our kids handled it. So yeah, I was really proud of them for that.
Now, of course, you have that one game at a time mentality. And coming up next is, you know, fans are looking at this and have been looking at this and circling this on the calendar for a while yet. But now you have the road trip to Olathe and Mid-America, nationally ranked, a really good opponent.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think Coach Hansen's done a tremendous job with the program. 7-0, scoring a ton of points, not giving up hardly anything. They're really solid defensive play. They're fast, they're physical, creating turnovers. And then offensively, quarterback is really efficient. He's thrown for the most touchdowns in the conference. And then running game, they're averaging almost 240 yards rushing a game. They have a 1-2 punch at back. So they're doing a nice job. We're going to have our hands full on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun to play against a team that's really tough and competitive. And, you know, we talked about it this week. I mean, you know, human nature is, you know, you've been waiting 365 days to play this game, you know, so now we get our opportunity, which we're really excited about.
You mentioned they are scoring lots of points, 50-ish a game. So what are they doing to score that? I mean, are they just grinding it out and beating teams down, or are they just striking?
They are striking early and often, and they are just suffocating teams and getting them so they basically quit, you know. And so I think their quarterbacks, the trigger man, is really the guy that gets them going. Their ability to run the ball is based on the fact that he can make all the right reads in their RPO game, and they spread you out. And a couple of years ago, Tennessee was doing this with their offense, you know, the Volunteers, where they're spreading people out and throwing it all over the place, but then running the ball. That's what they do. And so you can tell they have that type of a model, and they're really good at what they do. So we're going to have to come out and be really physical. I'm really excited for our defense to get to play an opponent like this, because it'll be a challenge. But our guys have had a good week of practice, and we'll be ready to go.
Coach, you talk about your defense and how pivotal they're going to be today. What you have with your defense is something that a lot of teams don't have that kind of luxury. Is you're able to keep rotating guys in. I mean, your front four, you'll have them in for a bit. And you know what you do? You put in a fresh front four who's as good as the last guys.
Yeah, we have some depth. That's definitely where we have the most depth, is on our D-line. And I think, you know, that's come through the development of our program over 4 years here. A lot of those guys have been in the program for a long time. So, you know, they're a hungry group. They're well-trained. And, you know, they're definitely one of our most veterans. So we rely on those guys to get in the backfield and disrupt. You know, obviously, you got guys like Isaac Anderson, Heath Baker, Jared Heron. Those guys are all three captains and really productive players as well. So it starts with those guys.
Week of practice, was it everything you hoped it would be?
It was a good week. We had to overcome some weather on Wednesday. We did a good job. We got into the locker room. We were able to get in a practice between the rainstorms. And by the time we got to the locker room, we were in a tornado warning. So that was a new experience for most of our players. So we had to hold them in here and make sure they didn't leave. And we kept them safe, we got through it, and we had a good week of practice.
You talk about a 1-2 running back punch for Mid-America today. How is your 1-2 punch? Because Xavier, I see him getting back in there. How's he feeling?
He's feeling a lot better. So he was coming off a knee injury versus St. Ambrose. He's been more explosive. He had his long run versus Missouri Baptist, he landed on his shoulder, so he hurt his shoulder. So he only had two carries that day. We had to pull him out because of his shoulder. But so he's getting better from that, too. And then Dalton was really strong in the Baker game. And then versus we were at Culver Stockton, he kind of had a freak. The nickel was ran into him when he was running a route, and it wasn't even covering him, and it kind of banged his knee up. So we had to hold him out that game. And then he's recovered. He's not 100% yet. You can tell that. But, you know, he's a veteran guy. And, you know, just steady Eddie. And so those guys are doing a good job. And the guy that's really, you know, emerged as a guy that's, you know, a good player is Robbie Sharp. So he's done a nice job for us filling in for those guys when they can't go. So, but we expect, you know, our running game to be there. And, you know, I'm really excited for the matchup with our offensive line and their front four. They got really good defensive ends. And we think we have an advantage in the interior.
And, of course, while we are absolutely not overlooking this game, we just want to, you know, for the sake of the calendar, remind everybody that the last regular season home game is next week. And so now you got a week to make your plans to get up to the stadium on campus, and Ravens at home next Saturday.
Yeah, we play at home for senior day. We've got some great seniors. We'll have over 30 seniors we'll honor. So it's going to be a great day for those guys and their families. And should be another great opportunity to watch our team play against Central Methodist November 9th.
Last question. What's the one thing you want to see your guys do today? If they're doing this, we're going to be okay.
I think we need to win the turnover battle, because that's what did us in last year. And 2 years ago, we won the turnover battle, and that's what helped us win that game. And so I think we need to win the turnover battle. And if we can hit the quarterback, that'll be a big deal.
Coach, appreciate you, man. Thanks very much. Good luck today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison's Coaches Show. Your home for Benedictine Raven football is CARE Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, Keys to the Game, right after this.
stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we're rapidly approaching kickoff this afternoon of Raven football, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. First of all, let's start on the defensive side. This is a Mid-America team who doesn't turn the ball over. The quarterback, Parsons, only has 2 interceptions all season, and they're an offense that scores 52 points a game. You've got to come out, you've got to slow them down, and you've got to do better on third down. Mid-America converts about half of their third downs. They did it again last week. For Benedictine, get off the field on third down. That's going to be the biggest thing. On the offensive side, you've got to strike fast. You've got to strike early. Mid-America doesn't give up a whole lot of points. They're very sound on the defensive side. You have to strike early and score points against this team, because in the last 3 years, Benedictine has never won a game where they trailed at half. So again, you've got to lead going into the half. Do those things and the Ravens could come away with a huge victory this afternoon. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game kickoff coming up here next.
Keys to the Game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell Pregame Show, here on Hot Country 93.7, home of the Ravens. And now, we go live to the stadium for Benedictine Raven football, where Tom and Gus Couts are standing by for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis, right here on Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org. to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Party pants on, people! Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right, grilled all-white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants. And your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Good afternoon and welcome to Olathe, Kansas, where this afternoon, in the heart of American Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens are being hosted by MidAmerica Nazarene. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. Gus Counts and Cora with me here upstairs. Tom Counts, it's good to have you along this afternoon. And Gus, okay, for months, people have been looking forward to this game. 364 days, they've been looking forward to this game. But both of these teams have taken care of business between then and now, leading up to the point where two undefeated teams coming together here this afternoon looking for sole possession of first place in the conference.
Yeah, I think with this schedule came out earlier this season, Raven fans circled three games on the schedule. Morningside in week one, check it off, the Ravens took care of business. Baker a few weeks ago, Ravens dispatched the Wildcats with no problem. And then this game. They look at this game as kind of the thorn in their side that was last season. Baker, back on November 11th of last season, came to Atchison, came away with a 38-31 victory. MidAmerica led that game 24-17 at half, and well, you know, the trend has been, if you lead the Ravens at half, you're going to win the ball game, and that was what MidAmerica did last season.
Well, the Ravens are looking to shake things up today, guys. I can tell you that. And I could tell you from the opening moments, a matter of fact, before the game has started, because the Ravens have won the flip of the coin, and what do? Deferred to the second half. Typically, Benedict will want to accept the football, but they've deferred to the second half. MidAmerica is going to be accepting the football, and the Ravens kick unit comes out on the field. And, Gus, the weather here is very much November-like, as it has been intermittently raining off and on and off and on. It is coming down now, although lightly, and it is brisk out. They're coming at 65 degrees, but it feels like 58. The wind is from the southeast, 10, 12 miles an hour. Barometric pressure is pretty high, over 30 inches of mercury, and probably close to 90% humidity. It is cool outside, but these two teams are ready to go. A game for, very likely, the championship of the conference, and the loser of this one, Gus, well, they're on the bubble for getting into the postseason. That said, we're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Ravens looking to kick this thing off, and here comes Cullen. Bruner's boot end over end high, and it is very short, fielded at the 9-yard line. Straight up the middle of the field, it's going to come across the 20 and up to around the 23-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
For MidAmerica, a decent little return. They're going to get this thing out and quickly get their offense on. And I think for for MidAmerica coming into the game, this is what they would have liked. They would have liked to see their offense on the field first. Yeah, well, we're right there. They would have liked to have the ball on the field first, as they're going to bring their quarterback out, Adrian Parsons, and he's going to be in the straight pistol. Now he's going to rotate his man out into the left side.
Adrian Parsons, an outstanding quarterback, having a great senior season. Back to throw, fires one over the middle, hits the slant across the 40, 45, 47-yard line. Quickly as that, a 22-yard gain. And Gus, MidAmerica went right for the jugular, right for the slant.
Yeah, Miles Himes working right in front of Abram Phillips right there. Nice little slant pattern, able to pick up a big first down, moving the ball all the way out to the 41-yard line.
Junior running back Sean Cherry out of Waxahachie, Texas, comes out of the backfield, goes right, and now going to switch out to go left. MidAmerica is very confused as they come out there, but plenty of time on the play clock to get it ironed out. First and 10 at their own 46-yard line. Pioneers. Motion will come to the right side. That is going to be Cherry. And he will take the handoff, get hit at the line of scrimmage, buried after a 1-yard gain.
Nice job right there by Heath Baker out of Atchison, Kansas, making the stop on the play. A short gain of one will bring up a 2nd and 9 for the Pioneer offense.
MidAmerica, well, I'm going left to right across your dial here in the opening quarter. 2nd down, 9 at their own 47. QB. Play action goes over to the right side, out of the backfield. Their running back is going to dance out of bounds along the near sideline. Does he have the first down? The official keeps moving forward, and he does. And a Raven territory at the 43. That is E.J. Rogers. He's out of Alabama. And, Gus, last year he was tough on the Ravens.
Yeah, had 7 catches last year against Benedictine for 146 yards. None of those got into the end zone, but a big receiving day for, at that point, the junior.
MidAmerica's got the Raven defense on its heels in his first couple of minutes of the ballgame. 1st and 10, MidAmerica at the Benedictine 43. Pioneers again, a single running back is going to be Cherry. Wraparound handoff to him. He'll try the middle. Cut through, gets in the running room. 40, 35, 30-yard line, and another first down. Thus, Mid-America's come to play today. Blue Kapling are making a tackle for Benedictine, but for Mank, it's big pickup after big pickup.
This is kind of what the BC Ravens defense does, right? They typically struggle a little bit on the first possession, try to feel them out, and then after that, they clamp down a little bit.
The Mid-America pass over the middle is going to be caught and dropped at the 15-yard line, just a little bit behind the intended receiver. And that was going to be E.J. Rogers over there, Blue Kaplinger with the Benedictine coverage. And again, look at the Pioneers goes throwing to the middle of the field.
Yeah, they're trying to work the ball in between the hash marks right there. And that time working against the safety, Blue Kaplinger, Blue from just down the road. And Lewisburg, his team got bounced out of the playoffs against Bishop Eagles last night.
Second down 10 at the Raven 30-yard line. Pioneers moving the ball. They're going to run the same play. They ran a moment ago. This time, there is no fooling Benedictine's defense. And Isaiah Haston, the freshman out of San Diego, he said, I've seen this, and I'm a quick learner. Miles Himes gets tackled for the loss of a yard.
Yeah, if Miles looks back, he's going to tell his quarterback, don't throw that one. Isaiah Haston coming up from that safety spot and doing a nice job of laying the wood. 6'3", 180 pounds. Out of San Diego.
For Mid-America, they got to get a first down. I'm not sure they're at field goal range. They're moving into the wind here this afternoon in the opening quarter. Third down and 11. QB's back. Got his man coming out of the backfield, and he's got running room. He's going to pick up a first down and more down to the 20, 15, pushed out of bounds. And there's a very late tackle. Is there going to be a marker? There's none.
That time over on the hit, you're going to have Isaiah Hastings again. But great job by Mid-America to utilize Benedictine's pressure against him. Ravens get upfield, so Mid-America screens behind him. Nice play call right there by offensive coordinator and head coach in his fifth season, Paul Hansen.
Sean Cherry really wants to come out of the ball game. He does. They're bringing a different running back on his first down call inside the Raven 20-yard line. Mid-America has taken the opening kickoff and moving it briskly downfield at the BC 17, first and 10. Adrian Parsons with the very long count, steps back, looks right, looking left. Throwing into the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Pioneers. Miles Himes.
That time, Miles Himes just running right down the seam, a 17-yard touchdown reception. And as quickly as that, the Pioneers fly down the field and get on the board first.
Mid-America took less than 3.5 minutes from taking that opening kickoff, driving the length of the field, and breaking out on top with that TD strike. And Adrian Parsons continues to play absolutely fantastic football. The PAT coming up from Trevor Hiley. Hiley, little right foot soccer style kicker. Silas Templeman is going to be the holder. It is down and up and good, and we are taking a timeout. Pioneers strike quickly. Timeout of the field at 11.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is Mid-America 7. Benedictine coming up.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here at the ODAC, the Olathe District Activities Complex here in Olathe, Kansas, where Mid-America plays its home games as they are without a football field on the campus. Ravens are going to send Jay Sean Todd and Joseph Longupuliana back for the return of the kickoff by Trevor Hiley. Imperative, guys, for the Ravens to not find themselves trailing in this game. Now, Jay Sean's going to chase this back and pick it up off the ground at the 12. Goes to the 20, dances around, has nowhere to go. At the 22, he'll be down.
That time, not a lot of running room for Jayshon Todd. That ball coming off the foot of Hiley, that thing knuckled around and kind of hung there, and it was a difficult one for the Ravens to field. And for Benedictine, they're going to have this ball at the 20, we're going to call this 22-yard line? Yeah. So at the 22-yard line, they'll start their first possession of the day.
Quarterback Jackson Dooley, the 6'1 junior from Lawrence, Kansas. Going to quarterback this ball club. and his running back on his left hand is Dalton Witherspoon. They'll motion over to the left side a little bit, shifting TZ over left. First down for Benedict, then QB's back to throw. Got time, throwing deep downfield, lots of contact, and a leaping catch made by Chayshon. All the way out to near the 50-yard line, it'll be first and 10 Ravens.
That time, Chayshon just got his cornerback turned around, and that was Kevin Ledesma Garcia, and Garcia looked confused on that play. That's why he only has 9 tackles on the season as a sophomore out of Pflugerville.
First and 10, BC. The ball nose up to the midfield strike because you can see the Ravens going vertical right out the gate. First down call. Running back is now behind Dooley. They'll shift the tight end over to the left side. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He'll get across the 50, 45. Witherspoon, 40, 37-yard line. Witherspoon, a 13-yard ramble into the left side.
Okay, we can say something. Two plays into this game, right now, Mid-America might have the worst defensive line we've seen all day. You saw on the first down pass, Jackson had all day to throw the ball. On that first down run, Witherspoon got 7 yards before any defender got near him. I mean, right now, the Mid-America defensive line just kind of standing up and taking up little space.
From the 37 in Mid-America territory, BC moves the ball, hand off, Witherspoon again, crashes into the middle. He'll get inside the 35, 34, 33-yard line, pick it up 4, and again, he had a lot of room to run there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's 2 yards downfield before a defender even was able to touch him. This defensive line struggling a little bit on the first couple plays. And I'm not sure if it's just the Ravens are firing off well or Mid-America standing up, but the Pioneers are going to have to start getting a little push up front, or the Ravens are going to chunk this thing down the field like Mid-America did on their opening possession.
Second down and just a long 5. Tanner Zimmerman, again, is going to shift over to the left side. This time it's the short side of the field. QB back, flies one over the middle. It's going to be batted away and incomplete, looking for Chayshon. Reaching around him, Matthew Potek out of Hillsboro, Kansas. A little sophomore linebacker.
So for the Ravens, quickly now looking at a third down.
And Benedict, and somewhat like Mid-America, Gus, no huddle, right up over the football. These teams could each run 80 plays today. Jacob Gathright is going to be wide to the right side on his third down and a long 5 call. They're going to drop back, single over the top coverage. Quarterback Dooley back to throw, rolling right, throws off the run. It's going to be caught by TZ, and then he's a half yard short. Ravens are going to go for it here.
They got it.
Oh, they got it, you think?
If he doesn't have it, I'm going to be surprised. They gave him a really good spot. Tanner Zimmerman plays well against Mid-America, the Olathe West product. Last season, 7 catches, 120 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So they're going to say he is just a little short.
And we are talking maybe the length of the football, and already you can feel the crowd getting buzzed up a little bit here at the ODAC.
Lagafuiana checks out of the ballgame. The Ravens going to be big Eddie Swizlowski in. They're going to push, shove, get the yard. There is a penalty marker.
Okay, which way is it going? Who got away a little too quickly?
It's going to go against the Ravens. You see the way Jacob Gathright is coming off the field. He's not happy.
Okay, we have obviously no electronics here, so there's no call from the referee, but it is going to be full start against Benedictine, and the Ravens are going to be looking now at a 4th-down 6, and they're not going to go for a field goal here. They're going to keep this out there. Eddie's going to stay out of the field. And here comes Benedictine. They're going to telegraph the play in now. Swizlowski goes off, and Swizlowski comes back in, and the Ravens are going to bring in the kicking unit. They are going to send Harry Balk into the game. He has the wind at his back. This thing is going to be spotted as a 50-yard field goal attempt. Harry's longest field goal is 47. He hit a 42 last week, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Coach wants to talk about it. We will, too. Taking a break, Joseph at 8:37 to go in the opening quarter in Olathe, where it's the Pioneers 7, Ravens nothing.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Hey, welcome back to Olathe, Kansas, where Benedictine on their first possession of the ball game, had driven it downfield, looking at a fourth and very short. 5-yard penalty against BC for a motion, and now they're looking at a fourth down at a long five. There's, again, they're going to line up for this field goal effort. Harry Balky, they'll spot at the 40. It'll be a 50-yard field goal. Again, his longest of the year is 47. Hands outstretched, waiting to snap. It is down, it is up, and it is plenty long. Did he get it? He did. Balky from 50, and we're taking a timeout. 8:32 to go in the opening quarter. The Ravens are on the board. It's Mid-America 7, Benedictine 3.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
To have you along with us here this afternoon in Olathe, Kansas. Mid-America is going to put their kick return unit out on the field, and the Ravens, having gotten on the board on their initial possession, find themselves trailing now at 7-3. Welcome back, everybody. Ion Carter is going to be one of the return men going back for Mid-America. Colin Bruner getting set to boot it away. Back there with Carter is going to be Devin Andrews. Carter out of St. Louis, Missouri's Cardinal Ritter. And the Benedictine kick is away. It will go into and then out the back of the end zone, and it will come to Mid-America on the touchback. Ian Carter, 5'9", 160 freshman. Cardinal Ritter High School, 1st and 10 from their own 25-yard line. The Pioneers are going to come back out on the field with their offense for the second time. First time they were out there, they didn't just move the ball. They just raced downfield. Very, very impressive first possession. Benedictine going to go with that. Well, I'm going to call a stack 3-3-3 type defense. 1st and 10. Tight end is going to shift over to the left side, waving around, yelling at his teammates, the distraction ploy. BC not biting. QB is going to hand off. They'll sweep to the left side, cut it up the field, and following the big block of Enrique Newman. Enrique is a large man at 6'1", 335 pounds out of Houston, Texas. Led the sweep around the left side. That's good for 4 yards. The ball goes to the Raven 29, to the Mid-America 29-yard line, 2nd down 6. Motion will go to the left side again. Way deep will go the wide out, and the handoff comes into the middle, break it through into the second level of the defense, and another gain of over 10 yards by Isaiah Haston. Or the tackle by Isaiah Haston on Cameron Finley. And tell you what, guys, Mid-America's done a good job of getting beyond that initial point of contact and getting into the second layer.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're starting to see the guy who's leading the Ravens in tackles today has been Isaiah Haston, and Isaiah playing that safety position is not the ideal first tackler.
1st and 10, QB's back. The throw left side is going to be way too long and well out of the reach of Ion Carter. And it'll go incomplete. 2nd down 10, Mid-America. Adrian Parsons, he is a good quarterback, because there's no getting around it at 6'2", 160 pounds, and he has been efficient with the ball. Only a small number of passes. Last week he was 22 of 38 for 249 and 2 touchdowns, but he is throwing it very efficiently. Now here's a run into the middle and losing his footing, and Cameron Finley will fall to the ground and lose a yard.
Yeah, that was one of those plays where Cameron Finley was going to the left, and all of a sudden realized everything open to the right. He tried to make that wide cut instead of, as Coach Pops would say, the shallow cut would have got him there. Tough break on the play. It's going to bring up now a 3rd and 11 for the Pioneer offense with 7:05 left here in the first quarter.
Zane Hall is really confused. Is he supposed to be in? Is he supposed to be out? Or again, Gus, is this just trickery by Mid-America trying to confuse the Raven defense? No, they're going to take a timeout. They had the wrong package. Taking a break. We're at 6:57 to go in quarter number one in Olathe, where it remains Mid-America 7, Benedictine 3.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year.
Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Down and a dozen, cousin. Mid America had its own, at its own 39-yard line. Peterson back to throw, fires under the, what a defensive play reaching across in front. That's Trey Williams. He got behind and to the side of the intended receiver, reached out with the left arm, slapped the ball away from the receiver, and it will be a punting situation for Mid America.
I'm not sure why you run that route, though, right? Like, so the, on third and 11, you run an 8-yard in route, and I get it, you're hoping he breaks the tackle, but even a quick tackle right there by Trey Williams, they were going to be about 3 yards short.
Grant Pella from his own 25-yard line to punt it away. And Todd is back for the return. That kick's a boomer. And it's got Todd going back to the 15, and it's going to roll down to the 11-yard line. First and 10, Benedictine. From their own 11-yard line. And I guess if you're watching the Canes at all and paying attention to them, they are doing, you know, they're doing all right. Is that Restrepo, 66-yard catch and run? Canes go up 46-31. It's not 21 points, but it's more than it was.
They're doing better so far. And now the officials are running back. There's a penalty right at the snap of the football. So Mid-America going to cost themselves what was an excellent punt.
Benedictine's not going to hesitate to say, would you please kick that again, Grant?
And Grant's the guy who hasn't punted much this season, right? Pella's had only 16 punt opportunities this season. The formational issue is going to cost the Pioneers 5 yards. They'll be backed up to their own 30 for a repunt. So
he's already kicked, what, 5 of them inside the 20-yard line this season?
Had 0 fair catches this season.
So here we go. Now 4th and 16. And the snap is high. He goes up at a helmet to get it and kicks it away. That is not nearly as good a kick. And again, you're going to find Jay Sean backing away from it. But instead of at the 10 or 11, you're up at the 31, 32-yard line. That is a 20. That's 30, a 20-yard penalty.
33-yard line is where they're going to officially spot this ball. So, yeah, it's going to be a 22-yard penalty for Mid-America when it's all out.
So here comes the Benedictine offense. The Ravens moved the ball briskly enough in their opening possession before the drive stumbled and into the running back spot for the Ravens. You'll see Xavier Ugorji, the 5'9 junior out of Menifee, California. Motion is going to be Zimmerman. Quarterback's back to throw. Going left side. Once gapped right over his head, it's going to be incomplete. Good coverage downfield by Donald Palmer.
Yeah. Okay, so Palmer on the coverage right there was just right in the hip pocket of Jacob Gaffright all the way down the field. But you can see what the Ravens want to do. They want to try to get past these cornerbacks and try to beat these safeties over the middle. Now they're going to go bunch left.
Second down, 10. BC still to their own 33-yard line. They'll flare it over to the near flat. Gets it to the hands of Gaffright, who it's got to be ramped up as he gets across the line of scrimmage, picking up only 3 yards to the 36. BC very quickly, Gus, at third down 7.
Talk about very quickly, right? I mean, we're at the 6:20 mark, and the Ravens touching the ball for the second time today and looking at 3rd and 7. Gordy's going to stay in as the tailback. He's now going to line up just to the right-hand side of quarterback Jackson Dooley.
Joseph White to the right side. Benedictine with 2 to the left. Filling a slot also to the right on his 3rd down long call. Gas right, motion right. Nobody's picking him up as he'll be over there trips. QB's back to throw. Looking left, nothing there. Now rolling right. Now being chased out of the pocket, running for his life, directing traffic, and now he's going to throw it at the last moment. It's going to go incomplete in the range.
No, he
have to
caught it, and
did
it's a first down.
Did he catch that over there? I thought he was out of bounds. What a great job on the far side for Benedict, and I thought he was out of play.
Yeah, Lagapuiana caught that ball going out of bounds. He's going to pick up the first down, and another nice play for the Raven offense. Now checking into the ballgame for Benedict, and you're going to see Cam Dover. Dover, the big guy, 6'3", 215-pound sophomore receiver.
Yagorchi's going to be in at the backfield spot. I got a question after this play for you. 5:17 to go in the opening quarter. Jackson Dooley's going to check down and change the play at the line. Back to throw again. Lobbing one downfield, left side, wants his man, and it's going to be caught inside the 15-yard line. Jacob Gathright. That's the second long pass completion for Benedict. Then earlier to Jay Sean, this one to Jacob.
That time working against Jacob Tex, the senior out of Logan, Utah. That time Jacob was not able to keep up with Gathright, and the Ravens able to get a first down. Now they've got the ball at their best field position of the day at the 14 of Mid-America.
Okay, my question earlier was Joseph Longo-Pugliano, because he's gotten better and better as the season's gone on this year, I feel like. He's making some big-time catches. Trips to the left side for Benedict, and now they're going to shift them all back and go to the right side. All three of them motion simultaneously to the right side. Yagorchi in the backfield will take the handoff, dances into the middle, and the little running back is going to be bounced down for no gain.
That time, the strong safety, Jacob Tech, able to get up there and make the stop right at the line, they're going to say. Yagorchi able to push forward for a yard. Let's call it second and nine for the Raven offense. They can pick up a first down inside the five at the four.
Last week, Xavier only 2 carries for a dozen yards and 2 receptions for 5 more. Second down, 9 at Benedictine. Ravens at the 12. Motion left. Long count for Jackson Dooley's BC. Would like to take a lead. Pass over the middle. ISO pass. That is a touchdown, Ravens, to Tyler Watson. His second touchdown of the season. And a 6'2 junior from Hillsboro, Missouri, puts Benedictine in front of Mid-America.
Tyler Watson, the guy we talked about a little bit in the pregame, that he has not caught a pass for 4 weeks, all the way back to Baker was the last time he caught a pass. That time just ran down the seam, and Mid-America didn't pick him up.
Gus, do we have 2 really good offenses here, or we have 2 defenses that just haven't quite gotten to speed yet? Because
I think you've got 2 offensive coordinators really going at it.
The ball is down. The PAT is up. It is perfect. And we're going to take another time out of the field with 3:47 to go, quarter number one. Benedictine has gone on top. Ravens 10, Mid-America 7.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6. And Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Welcome back to Olathe, Kansas, where the Benedictine Ravens have taken their first lead of the ballgame at 10-7, 3:47 to go in quarter number one.
That was a nice drive right there for the Raven offense, and really it was set up by that penalty on Mid-America that they should have been pinned at the 10. Instead, started that possession at the 33-yard line. So, again, do you think a 5-yard penalty isn't a big deal and then it turns into be just that?
Here's a high, deep kick, fielded a yard deep and being brought out at the 10 and down at the 12-yard line. I think, Gus, on that return, Mid-America was really not going to come out. And when he looked down at his feet, Andrew says, oh, my goodness, I think I'm across the goal line.
Yeah, I think he wasn't going to bring it out. He kind of stumbled forward, found himself right at the goal line. And then at that point, you can't turn around. So brings the ball out. And for the Pioneers, they're going to start this one deep in their own territory. But that really hasn't been a problem. The Pioneers have moved the ball pretty well today. Right now, Mid-America, 13 plays for 90 yards. Benedictine just a touch better, 11 for 117.
First and 10, Mid-America, they've got it at the 13-yard line. Quarterback Adrian Parsons. Wraparound handoff, running back will try to get outside. It goes, I'll tell you what he was trying to do, and by the way, he loses it, maybe picks up 8 yards. He doesn't get anything going. What he's trying to do is get behind the old bear.
Yeah, trying to get behind the left guard, Justin Miller, out of Oskaloosa, Kansas. And that time, great job by the Ravens as Joey Burke able to get up there and make the stop.
Second down, 9. Pioneers at their own 15-yard line. 3 minutes to go in quarter number 1. Motion will come to the right side, looking for Parsons. He's back to throw, looks right. Toto is running back out of the backfield. They've run this several times. He's going to be hit and down to the 20-yard line. Give him about 5. It'll make him a 3rd down, 3. Ben Gilliland for BC. Redshirt freshman from Van Meter, Iowa.
So now on the 3rd down call, the Ravens going to bring in a couple new players. Fresh bodies, let's call it that. They're going to bring in Isaac Anderson and Jared Heron on this 3rd down. They'll be in there with Blake Castile along the front line.
Sean Cherry says, I want the ball. He's going to be the running back there for the Pioneers on his 3rd down call. Quarterback is back to throw. Fires went over the middle. It's going to be caught. Crossing pattern to the 25-yard line. They needed 3. They get 5. Moving the chains. Mid-America 1st and 10. Nice little catch by Jake Mauser.
Mauser found himself working against Zachary Lacombe out there, able to get just in front of the sophomore, cross his face, and pick up the 1st down. Mid-America will keep the drive alive. The Pioneers now 2 of 3 on 3rd down.
1st and 10, just across their own 25-yard line. Running back bounces outside, cuts back into the middle. And tell you what, he picked up about 5 yards where it looked like there might have been 1 or 2. A nice run for Sean Cherry.
That time coming up to make the stop, Blake Castile along with Tim Glazer. Glazer is a guy listed out of Olathe, went to Rockhurst.
Here's the thing. Mid-America has shown me basically 4 plays. Okay, they've shown me the slant, the throw to the running back out of the backfield, and 2 different runs from the running backs. And this time, again, they're to the same play, back to the man coming out of the backfield, and it's going to be good for another Mid-America 1st down as Gavin Kranz will make the catch. And is that not the same play every time? Quarterback steps back, guy in the backfield, runs out into the right flat, catches the ball, picks up whatever's available, and then whatever he can add. In that case, it's a 1st down.
Well, and a lot of times it is. It's that tight end coming over on the little bit of a slant. You've also most times have a running back out in the flat as just kind of a chuck down safety valve.
Quarterback throwing to the running back out of the backfield, again to the right side, again the same play, and now penalty markers are going to sail from 2 different areas after a 5-yard gain.
Yeah, we could have 2 penalties here, right? They came from different areas. I feel like we've got a face mask, but we might have also had a hold out here on the receiver. You look out there as Trey Williams is trying to fix his jersey as he was grabbed right around the point of the catch. Oops.
There's your personal foul, face mask, Benedictine. And
okay,
that's
just the one. Okay.
So, again, we see Mid-America running that play, and I don't know if they continue to, you know, kind of camouflage it where Benedictine's not recognizing it, or the Ravens just don't think that play is one that they're going to change their defense to stop.
I think right now you're just trying to make sure that you don't fix too much to try to cover up that route, and then leave a big route down the middle.
1st and 10 with that penalty all the way to the Raven 38-yard line. Mid-America moving the ball again. Handoff running back. Cherry goes left side this time and will bounce for 2.
That's not a whole lot of running room over there for Cherry. Coming up to make the stop for the Ravens, you're going to have Ben Gilliland. Gilliland's been playing some extended minutes so far here in this first quarter of play. He's a redshirt freshman you talked about out of Van Meter, and a guy who doesn't have a whole lot of tackles, only 10 on the season.
Mid-America's lead block on that one, guys. He's got to be good. George Dennis is a 6'5", 295 redshirt freshman. Everybody else on that front line, a junior or a senior. So you know he must be pretty good lineman. 2nd down, they're going to make it 9. 2nd and 9. Motion will come to the right side. Quarterback will hand off. Running back bounces left. He's going to be hit, breaks the tackle, hit again, stood up, bent back. At the Benedictine 33, picking up about 3 more. 3rd down, 6.
Jackson Hoskins along with Fabian Njika make the stop on the play for the Ravens. And now Benedictine expecting a pass on 3rd down.
Are you expecting a pass on 3rd down?
I don't know. They're going to bring in some faster rushers and bring in an extra corner or an extra safety out there.
Are we getting a timeout? And let's go. No, we're getting an end of a quarter already. Wow. As quickly as that, we've come to the end of quarter number 1, and we'll be back. Timeout on the field after 1 in Olathe. It's Benedictine 10, Mid-America 7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cones, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Hey, welcome back to Olathe. Happy to have you along with us on an overcast, windy, cold, rainy Saturday afternoon. Yeah, it's great for football. Cora, kind of running the show here today. Gus Outs with me, Tom Townsend. Coming out of the break, let's kind of reset what's going on here. Mid-America taking the opening kickoff of the ball game, drove it briskly downfield, took a 7-0 lead. The Ravens' first possession resulted in a field goal. They were going to go for it on fourth and inches, and then a penalty forced them to go for three. And then on their next possession, the Ravens scored, touchdown, lead it 10-7. Right now, though, Mid-America, third down six at the Raven 33. Parsons back, slant over the middle, and a catch. The first and 10, and this time reaching down E.J. Rogers because he took it about knee high. And again, they worked that slant into the middle of the Raven defense.
We talked about it in the Dairy Queen Grill and Show keys to the game is the defense has to get off the field on third down. Mid-America's been great on third down this season. They're now 3 of 4 today on third down.
And they're putting no pressure on Parsons. He's got whatever time he needs back there. He's been completely unrushed. First down call. QB's back, goes right, wide open, 15, 10, 5, and out of bounds along the far sideline. I guess he's out of bounds. Now the official's going to run up and say, yeah, finally out of bounds. But this is where guys get hurt. You think that the play is over. As a defender, you don't want to keep fighting him out of bounds and maybe be penalized. And as a runner, he's like, hey, I want to keep stretching for all I can get.
Jacob Musser's going to come back into the ballgame and replace the tight end position of Gavin Kranz.
First and goal, Mid-America at the 7. Motion to the middle of the field. Parsons. Snap back, looks left, flushed out, hit, sacked outside the 20-yard line. Oh, what a job by Heath Baker. He got back there when the Ravens needed him.
That time, you look over there, Jaden Fuller, the right tackle, looked up, and by the time he got out of his stance, realized that Heath Baker was in the backfield, and a 16-yard sack on first down sets up a second and goal from the 20.
Hard count for Parsons. Now he's going to switch it up. Here's the thing about Parsons, Gus. He's got a lot of skills. I mean, he could throw, he could do a lot of things, but what he's not is big and strong. We'll talk about that on the second down call. He's going to lob one. Tommy Patter left side of the end zone, picked off and dropped in the middle of the end zone. Isaiah Haston again, the 6'3 freshman. You look to try to get that matchup, get the big guy on the receiver, and the receiver at 5'9". Could not come up with that one.
Yeah, at that time, Parsons shouldn't have thrown that over there. Hastings watched him the whole time, looking to the left. He stalked it and then waited. Tried to high point that ball and did a great job going up and just couldn't haul it in.
Talking about Parsons being big and strong, he is 6'2", but because he is beanpole size at 160 pounds. 6'2", 160. He is slender. Third down and long. Plenty of time for Parsons. Finds his man wide open at the 5, and he's going to be down immediately. It is fourth and goal. Abram Phillips with the tackle. What a story of Abram Phillips being here today.
Yeah, you talk about Abram Phillips out of Olathe North, and his dad played here at Mid-America, and he's a kid who, as he talks about, couldn't even get a call from the Pioneers.
Now, Mid-America is going to look to tie it up, so this time goes to Ravens to hold on third down, and kicker Trevor Hiley comes into the game last week. 3 out of 4 field goals along of 44. The holder is Silas Templeman. It is down and up and looks good and is good, and we're all tied at 10. Taking a break at 12:16 to go in the opening half. This is what we thought it would be. It's Benedictine 10, Mid-America 10.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh Pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
Ravens are going to get the ball for the first time going from left to right in this ball game. Coming off the toe of kicker Trevor Hiley. As Trevor came into the game, drilled that 23-yard field goal to tie it up. We're even at 10. Welcome back, everybody. College football this afternoon on Care Radio Benedictine in Olathe at Mid-America. The kickoff is end over end, and it's going to be fielded at the 6. Chase Sean to the 20. 5, Chase Sean to the 30, and lunges across the 35 up to the 36-yard line. Somebody must have gotten him by the ankle a little bit, as I thought he had maybe a little more room, but was able to leap forward and get what he could. I guess for the Ravens, Paul Heyman is out there and talking to the official a little bit as he exits the field.
Taking a look at the stats right now, how about this? Benedictine, 10 points on 11 plays so far today. 11 plays for 117 yards. Mid-America, 26 plays for 156 yards so far. So his offense is getting warmed up.
Dalton Witherspoon's back into the running back for BC. Quarterback Jackson Dooley's back to throw on first down. Steps out of the pocket, rolls right. Gets a little block from Witherspoon, who holds, and there was no whistle. And Dooley's going to be pretty close to the first down. Witherspoon knows he was holding, but you know when he was going to protect his quarterback, I think.
Yeah, he just kind of turned around, put a hug on the cornerback over there, and when it's all said and done, give Jackson 8 on the play. It'll bring up a 2nd and 2. Now, Jackson Dooley led Benedictine in rushing last week over at Marshall with his 33 yards.
Didn't a wise man once tell you it's not holding if they don't call?
Not holding if it's not called.
2nd down and 2. Did he see it throwing 44?
That was against Mid-America, too.
There you go. 2nd down and a pair. Hand off Jason out of the backfield. Sweeps left. Gets away from one, but he's going to be swarmed over. Late penalty marker is going to fly into the point of tackle at the 45-yard line.
That was one of those plays took way too long to develop, and in doing so, that's when you're going to typically see a backside hold.
And again, we do not have audio from the officiating crew on the field, so we will do our very best to interpret for you what he's going to tell us. Personal foul, blocking below against Mid-America.
Okay,
so shot block.
Yeah, so what that is it means like as an offensive lineman is going out, you can't just take his legs out when he's coming to block you. You've got to stay above the waist when you try to hit him. That time, usually, it's a cornerback that commits that kind of a penalty. He's like, hey, I'm not going to be blocked. I'm just going to get low and take out his legs. So a big penalty against the Pioneers right there will move the ball all the way down to the 40-yard line of the Ravens. Or, excuse me, of the Pioneers.
43 defense for Mid-America. Is Benedictine across midfield at Mid-America, 40. Again, it's Tanner Zimmerman coming to the right side, but the Ravens are going to have 4 receivers. QB's back to throw. Play action, looking, going deep. He's got his man. It's Gathright. Makes a catch at the 3-yard line. Jacob Gathright.
Was
it picked off?
Yeah.
Taken away from Gathright by Lezima Garcia. I thought Jacob had that.
Yeah, Jacob had a good shot at it, but Ledesma was able to dive in, and he will get the interception at the 1-yard line. Wow. That's a tough break for the Ravens. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Pioneers at the 1.
That was a throw from Jackson Dooley. Guess that could use a little more air.
Maybe a little too much air allowed Ledesma to cover on it. But, yeah, tough break right there for the Ravens. And now for the Pioneers, every play in the playbook is available.
No question about it. They've got 99 yards of green in front of them. 1st and 10, Mid-America. Running back is going to try to get it out of the end zone, and he will get to maybe the 3 and bring up a 2nd down call from there.
Good job right there by an offensive lineman for Mid-America. He realizes running back was in trouble, and Justin Miller reaches out and pulls his running back forward, and now the Ravens have an defensive lineman a little slow to get up out there.
They're going to take a little bit of a look at him, and we've got all kinds of sports going on around the area. We will have high school football next Friday on Care Radio, and when they tell us where we're going to be, we will let you know where we're going to be. It'll be somewhere with someone. As state of Kansas, who's in round 2 of football postseason. And these Benedictine Ravens are going to be at home for the last regular season home game of the year already, and it'll be Benedictine on Senior Day with Central Methodist up at Wilcox Stadium next Saturday afternoon at 1.
How about we take a quick glance around the conference? Games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon. Grandview defeated William Penn 42-6. Peru is leading Culver Stockton 24-7 early in the third quarter. Valley is leading Missouri Baptist 23-14 with 9:40 left in the third quarter. At halftime, it's Baker 23, Clark 10. Wow. At halftime, William Woods leads Central Methodist 19-3.
They're going to be around until the end.
Start of the second quarter, Graceland leading St. Ambrose 14-3, and then this is the last game in the conference today.
Benedictine player is up on his feet now, going off the field under his own power. I think they were just being very, very cautious and making sure to take care of things. And here comes the Mid-America offense, Basie defense coming back in. For Mid-America, that was kind of like a free timeout, you know. 10:54 to go in the first half, a 10-10 ball game. Pioneers looking now, second down 8 at their own 3-yard line. Quarterback Adrian Parsons, single running back behind him is going to be Sean Cherry. And they're all standing in the end zone.
Nope, we're starting to see umbrellas.
Come quarterback hands off, running back goes straight ahead, gets across the 5, 6, maybe 7 yard line. So for Mid-America, now beyond the 5 yard line, and it'll pick up a 3rd down 5. And yeah, umbrellas popping out, people getting bouncing around, getting the gear out.
I got an interesting question after this play.
Sure. For the first time in a series, Parsons is standing in the field of play. He's standing at the 1 yard line waiting for the snap. 3rd down 5, back to throw. Plenty of time over the middle. Batted away and incomplete. What a nice defensive play by Joe Gaines.
Yeah, that time Joe Gaines, a redshirt freshman linebacker out of Houston, Texas, got a hand in the air and couldn't haul it in. It'll bring up a 4th down and the Pioneers set to punt. Look out here on the field, or on the stands.
I'm looking there, too.
Take away the 20-person band.
Uh-huh.
There's quite a few people in the other stands.
Yeah, really good crowd here. No question about it. And across the way with the Benedictine fans, great numbers. Now, Jay Sean is standing at the Mid-America 40, and aren't you just waiting for him to bust something loose? Snap is back. The kick is away. It's a low kick. It's going to bounce in. He's going to take it, Todd. Well, at the 48-yard line, he's going nowhere. Markers 1, 2, 3 out there at the 50-yard line right at the point of tackle. Trouble is that ball had hit the ground, bounced a couple of times before Jayshon could get it because it was so short. And he was back, you know.
Yeah.
He's not back really deep to begin with.
And the problem is it's going to give you another 10 yards at the end of that. So the Ravens are going to start this somewhere around their own 40. And Vince is going to be called for the block in the back.
10 minutes to play in the first half. Benedictine 10. Mid-America 10. 10 is the number right now. Jackson Dooley, 6 of 9 for 99. Parsons, 12 of 17 for 130. Each quarterback has thrown a touchdown pass. Dooley has thrown 1 interception so far today. Ravens leading rusher, Dalton Witherspoon, 17 yards.
First and 10 for the Ravens for the 42.
And here comes Benedictine. BC, 1st and 10. They got to put their own 42-yard line. Not a terrible spot to begin this series. Is that you, Gorgie, back there in the backfield again?
Yep.
1st down, Ravens at their own 42. Xavier will take this handoff. Started outside. Said nope. Cuts back in the middle. Gets spun around and ends up going back the other direction. He didn't go anywhere, but he did it in a hurry. 2nd down and 10.
Give him 2 on the play. And it's going to be finally a tackle by John Brown, the junior out of Garland, Texas.
For Xavier Ugorji, he is really fast. He's got quick moves, but he needs a little daylight. He's not just going to bang through a whole lot of defenders. Dalton Witherspoon is going to check back into the Raven backfield. They got a 2nd down 8. It was a good, generous mark for Xavier, getting a couple of yards out of that mess. Trips left side for Jackson Dooley. Ravens flared over into the left flat. The catch is going to be made by Gathright. He'll get around the corner, 50, 45. Gathright, 40. Gathright, 30. Gathright, 20. Gathright, 10. Ravens, touchdown! Jacob Gathright walks the tightrope.
And now is the official going to stop the play and call him out of bounds at the 12? Now they're coming down toward the end zone, and they're going to say it is a 56-yard TD. Benedictine on the board with 9:20 to go in the half.
That time, just poor angles for Mid-America. They had guys that were trying to catch Gathright. You got to understand how fast he is, right? Get better angles out there, and he just ran away from everybody down the sideline, 56 yards. And Benedictine takes now a 6-point lead at the 9:19 mark.
Here comes Harry Balke for the PAT. It is airborne, good, and we're taking a break. Ravens back in front, 9:19 to be exact, to go in the opening half. Benedictine 17, Mid-America 10.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Back with you here at Olathe. BC getting set to kick it away, taking their largest lead of the afternoon. Ravens in front, 17-10. Putting a ball on the team. It'll be Cullen Bruner, the kickoff specialist. Because most teams usually have a guy that kicks, you know, PATs, field goals, and kickoffs. For the Ravens, Balke does the point kicking, Bruner does the punting, and the kickoff. And now they're going to go for the onside kick, and did they get it before it got out of bounds? No. It was not a great effort. I mean, I got what they were doing, but it was kicked a little too hard toward the sideline. It got out of bounds.
The problem was the follow-through kicker came through and just screamed that ball out of bounds. Now, the advantage for the Ravens is, I guess there's no silver lining to that. I get it. You were trying to come up with something interesting. You were trying to have a little fun with it. But when it's all said and done, you're going to kind of put your defense up against it a little bit. But your defense has played pretty well today. Benedictine's offense, how about this? 16 plays, 184 yards. Mid-America has run 13 more plays and, 22 fewer yards.
So for Mid-America, this is a golden opportunity. This ball is going to be spotted inside the Raven 40-yard line. The gamble did not pay off. They're going to have it at the BC 39. And here comes Adrian. He will hand off his running back. Cherry goes right side. Ravens bear hug him and drag him down. He'll pick up 2, maybe 3 yards on the play. Abram Phillips with another stop. And it is a 2nd down 7 for Mid-America. Mid-America 7-0 coming into the game. 3-0 in the South. Benedictine is 7-1 overall, 3-0 in the South. Carl Hansen here for the Pioneers in his 5th season. Quarterback back to throw, lobs one deep. He's got his man at the goal line, makes the catch, touchdown. He absolutely beat his defender, who's complaining that he was shoved to the ground. There is no marker, and Mid-America goes a 2-play drive to get back in. Chance to tie this thing back up.
Yeah, these two teams just changing haymakers right now. That time, a long pass down the left side, and the defender got up. He wasn't happy, but an easy touchdown play for the Pioneers, and they are now within a PAT of tying this thing up.
And the extra point coming up the toe here for Trevor Hiley.
Hiley has missed 3 PAT attempts this season.
1 of 1 today, a field goal today, this PAT, and we're deadlocked again. Timeout, 8:44 to go, opening half, back it will be. It's now Benedictine 17, Mid-America 17.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Pioneer's getting set to kick it away. Gosh, is it which team gets tired of punching first that loses? Because these teams are just getting at it. Here's the kickoff at the 11. Chase on to the 25 and dashes out of bounds on the 26-yard line. Benedictine will begin from their first and 10 of their own 26. 8:40 to go in the first half. We're seeing tons of touches. We're not seeing a lot of plays. We're seeing a lot of scoring.
Yeah, we're not seeing a whole lot of plays right now by either team, right? Benedictine right now has 17 points on 16 plays.
Yes. And Mid-America, 17 points. They've only had 31 plays. It's not that many. I thought at the onset of this game we were going to see 80 plays, but I don't think so right now. First and 10, Ravens at their own 27. They're going to go to the handoff and a nice straight-ahead run. Ugorji, 35, 36-yard line. And now he's going to get up and did he lose a shoe or something? And that is now Ugorji. Who we got running the ball? Robbie! Robbie Sharp's out there. Young guy to St. Pius X in Kansas City, Missouri. Robbie's a 5'8 sophomore. He comes in and he provides a different look. The three running backs, Gus, for Benedictine, Dalton Witherspoon, Xavier Ugorji, and Robbie Sharp provide three very different looks for the defense. Jackson Dooley rolls to his left. Now he's going to throw it out of bounds and incomplete into the Benedictine sideline, where for some reason it was defended all the way out onto the track by Lasalo James.
So now it's going to bring up a third and one for the Raven offense right here. This afternoon on third downs, Benedictine, well, they haven't run a whole lot of plays, so they haven't been in many third downs. They are one of two on third down today.
And they're going to overload the right side, hand it up to the power running back, and there goes Robbie picking up a first down. Plenty of room to spare, and Benedictine will advance to James. Inside 8 minutes to go in the half, 17-17 ball game. A lot of great games going on around the nation today, and this is absolutely one of them. Now Sharp is going to leave the backfield, go into the left flat. Quarterback is back to throw, looking. Now he's going to roll. He's needing some help. Now he's going to run. Leading rusher last week gets it across the 45-yard line. Give him six.
And Mid-America quite okay on the defensive line of not pressuring Jackson Dooley, just playing defense on the back end. That time Jackson had all day and then decided, I guess I could pick up a few yards. He rolls outside the pocket, picks up six. It'll bring up a second and four for the Raven offense. And Jackson, not a guy who likes to run a whole lot, but will if you're going to just let him.
Here's the deal. You know, the Mid-America defense is aware that Jackson threw 5 touchdown passes last week, and they're going to be watching him back here. Here's a handoff into the middle for nothing.
Yeah, very short gain. They may give him a yard on the play. That time coming up to make the stop for Mid-America, Calvin Broussard, the 6-foot senior out of Spring, Texas, 30 tackles coming into today's game. Benedictine looking at another third down.
Hundreds and hundreds of fans for both teams here today. Absolutely impressive turnout on a day like this. Can you imagine what it would be if it was 70 and sunny? Third down, 3, Benedictine at their own 46. Again, the handoff to the running back. Robbie goes outside, gets the first down across the 50-yard line. Move the chains. They're down at the 48.
Yeah, he needed 3 yards on that. He picked up 4 before a defender even got near him. 6-yard gain on the play. 6:18 left here in the first half. Ravens are quickly back up over the football. First and 10 in Pioneer territory at the 49.
Receivers, 2 to the left and 2 to the right, and Dooley is back to throw. Fires a PB over to the left side. It's going to be the first down to the 40, 35, down near the 30-yard line. Ravens picking up 19 on that first down pass. Benedictine, they've got a little thing going on here right now. They're feeling a little bit of a rhythm. They're bouncing it down the field. And
Matthew, Yeah, Matthew Sanford going to check in. You're going to see Lagapuiana into the ballgame. You're also going to see Tyler Watson in, tucked to the left. Here we go. Ravens with the football at the Mid-America 31-yard line. QB is back, looking over the middle. He wants TZ. No, he's going to go deep. It's Lagapuiana. Touchdown, Ravens. Benedictson at 5:28 to go in the opening quarter. Straight downfield, and BC again back in front. That's on Ledesma James. Somebody should tell him the game started at 2 o'clock today because he was just kind of napping, realized that Lagapuiana just ran straight by him. Didn't zig out, didn't zig to the left. Just ran straight down the seam, and easy touchdown pass right there for Jackson Dooley. Puts the Ravens back up, 23-17, pending the PAT. Back in for that, another kick for Harry Balky, held by Jackson. And this PAT just inside the left upright, and it is good. Another break now at 5:28 to go in the half. Benedictson in front again. Ravens 24, Pioneers 17.
90 Fine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country, 93.7.
As we come back, BC, what do you bet they don't do the onside thing again? Here's a deep straightaway kick, and it will be fielded at the 9-yard line. Cutting into the middle of the field to the 25, and dragging a defender to the 29-yard line. That was a nice return. Just, I guess my kind of return, you just like see the goalpost on the other end of the field and you run straight at it. Yeah, I like that return. Don't get too cute. Just pick up some good yardage. Your offense has been really good today. So again, give them decent starting field position. That's what you're going to do. The ball all the way out to the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Mid-America. 5:22 left here in this first half of play. Pioneers with the football and two timeouts. Adrian Parsons going to have his running back on his right-hand side. They're going to shift the big old tight end over to the left side. First down call. QB, little wraparound handoff. Gets a nice outside seal block. Keeps skipping out. Finally grabbed by the arm and spun and twisted and turned and they're going to say he went out of bounds. No, he never did go out of bounds along the near side. Excellent balance over here by Cameron Finley. And ultimately, he picks up about 8 on that run.
That time finally coming over to make the stop, Jackson Hoskins. Jackson, the senior, out of Blue Valley West. Only 16 tackles this season.
Second down at a short 2. Same running back, only to the other side. Picks up a first down beyond his own 40-yard line. Up at the 41 goes Finley. First and 10, Mid-America.
Isaac Anderson in on the stop right there for Benedictson. Also getting mixed up, Zachary Lacombe.
I don't know if we've run out of Wi-Fi here or what. We're going to check this here in a little bit. Haven't gotten any updates lately. Here's another handoff, and look at the hole, gaping hole, 50, 45, down to the Ravens, 40-yard line goes Cameron Finley. Ben Gilliland again with a tackle. Because it's like these offenses are having no one across the line from them. They are just running the ball. Getting this thing spotted down at the Raven 41. Parsons, he's going to throw this time. He's run the ball an awful lot. And he's too good a passer to run this thing all day. He's going to hand off, though. Here's their running back outside. Hit from behind. That was a really splendid tackle for Benedictson and Zach Lacombe.
Yeah, Zachary Lacombe has been one of the best tacklers for Benedictson this season right now. I say that because he, along with Blue Kaplinger and Abram Phillips, week by week, kind of share that title of leading tackler. Right now, it is Zachary Lacombe.
Gain of 2 to the Raven, 39. QB's back to throw all day. Has a man open right side, and he will catch it a field of play a yard short of the first down stick.
That time, able to flare it over there to E.J. Rogers, continuing to have a nice day.
Last week, Mid-America did roll off 84 plays and end up with 539 yards on a very balanced offensive day. 290 rushing, 249 passing. This time looking at a third down. They're going to make it a third down, too. Hand off running back straight ahead. Ravens grab him up, and he's going to be short.
He may not have even got back to the line of scrimmage. Tough going in the middle right there for the Ravens. Tim Glazer made the stop. Tim, we talked about it, a Rockers product out of Kansas City.
Good to see Jared Heron back in the game. They looked at him a little bit ago, but he's okay. Fourth down and two. Mid-America's going to leave the offense out there. That's a Benedictine 33. Fourth down, two. Parsons, with a man in motion, takes the snap, hands off running back, goes outside, gets the first down, and he's got lots more. 30, 25, and down to the 23-yard line, Parsons.
That time, great job by Mid-America, able to just turn, hand it off, and Sean Cherry pushes forward, picks up the first down, and a big one right there for the Pioneers. Now, 28 seconds left. They can run this down to the two-minute warning if they like, but it's not going to be the style.
First down at the 30, or the 24, at the 24. Parsons, a BB over the middle, is going to be broken up at a 15-yard line. Because he had some zing on that pass. Jackson Hoskins did a nice job.
I know that's the guy that you want to throw it to is Miles Hines, but there's a reason nobody throws the ball against Jackson Hoskins. He is just shut down out there.
The clock stops at 2:14 to go in the half. Mid-America can get off two more plays before the two-minute timeout. Backs on either side of the quarterback, and Parsons back to throw again, and penalties. The flags are everywhere.
The right tackle, like, kind of came out of his stance to point at a blitzing safety, and I'm not so sure that he's not what the penalty was. He got really amped up and, like, kind of lifted up to point his right hand at the safety, Blue Kaplinger, coming up.
Referees getting his conversation underway with his teammates out there, and here's your call.
Yeah, false start. See, that's exactly what it was. Your right tackle out there saw Blue Kaplinger, and I'm really sure he just, like, raised up and started pointing at Kaplinger coming, and in doing so, it was going to cost his offense 5 yards.
Going to make it a second down, 15, at the Raven 28-yard line. Here's Mid-America with it. Quarterback is back. He's chased. He gets away from one guy, and now throws on the run, and he just had to get rid of it quickly because as he was throwing the ball, Gus Isaac Anderson was dragging Parsons to the ground.
Yeah, the first guy back there, Cole Johnson, got Parsons to be a little uncomfortable. He rolled out, and then Isaac Anderson falls on him. It will be a third down. 2:09 left here in the first half.
So. Now, for old Trevor Hiley, they need a first down because I'm not sure they are within Hiley's field goal range right here.
Not his field goal comfort at this point.
But the wind is going to be behind him. It's a third down call. We'll see if they come up a third down 15. QB's going to throw up a little screen. Nearly picked off and incomplete at the 30-yard line. Javi Blomquist, three interceptions already in this season, and now a marker is down. Are they going to call Isaac for roughing?
Adrian Parsons threw himself on the ground right at the point of contact. They're going to talk about this. I think it's a roughing the passer.
Let's see. We'll wait for a call.
Personal foul, roughing the passer against Benedictine. So a tough break for the Ravens.
Huge penalty. As the Benedictine defense had held, and Mid-America was going to be looking at a fourth down and very long call. Now they're going to be looking at a first down. And good night. How many yards is that penalty? It's going to go inside the 15-yard line.
Going to mark him down to 14. So. But from the 29, I guess they'd be right.
First and 10 at the 14-yard line. Now deep in Raven territory, still 2:04 to go first half. Parsons, the snap, running back, gets the handoff. He'll go left and gets shoved out of bounds into the near sideline. And it will bring us to the two-minute timeout. Taking a break. 1:59 to go in the half. Benedictine 24, Mid-America 17.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Picking up the first down to the 40, spinning up to the 45-yard line. Nice catch and run. Turning it upfield is Jay-Jean Todd.
Now for the Ravens, I think a minute ago they were okay with getting to halftime. Now they've got two timeouts and a first down up nearing midfield.
So you think they're looking to do a little more now. Dooley's back, flushed out, rolling left, throwing late. Is it caught on the sideline and out of bounds? It is. Just short of the 50, a gain of four. Jay-Sean making another nice catch for the Ravens. So it's going to bring up a second down to six. Benedictine just shy of the midfield mark, and we get another timeout taken.
Oh, Mid-America Challenge? What? I don't know. Timeout Benedictine?
Oh, yeah, and
all right,
I think.
Let's hold on.
You might
we'll
be
just keep it here because we're at, I think that's just a regular toe. I think is what happened was Benedictine just utilized the timeout. They're out near midfield at the 49-yard line. They're going to talk about some things because now with only one timeout left, you've got a kicker today who's already been good from 50. Balky is probably one of the better kickers in the conference. But, again, kicking into that wind, going this direction is going to be difficult. So I think for Benedictine, come out, you're going to throw a couple quick passes and just see if you can chunk the ball down the field a little bit.
All right, let's talk about goals. If he was good from 50, so we got to be at the 23-yard line, right? No, got to be at the 33. Got to be at the 33-yard line. So for Benedictine, you only got to pick up, what, 20 yards? 19, 20 yards. Not an impossible task. Ravens would love to take a lead into the locker room. Just a Blanca Pugliano is going to come wide to the right side, and Jay-Sean Todd fills the slot. Tanner Zimmerman, the third man, wide to the right side for the Ravens. Single man is going to go wide left. That's Jacob Gathright. Your running back will be Robbie Sharp with quarterback Jackson Dooley. Back to throw. Back to throw. Looking over the middle, and it's going to be out of reach. He was looking for Gathright right at the first down marker, but it'll be incomplete. Third and six.
Yeah, that time Gathright working over here against Kevin Ledesma Garcia. He's got an interception already today, but has struggled at times in coverage. And now for the Ravens, we talked about it, looking at a third and six with 40 seconds left here in the first half.
Ravens moving into this 10-12 mile-an-hour breeze. And again, for just a moment, it looked like we might have been getting a little sunshine coming through, but that's long gone. And again, the hazy gray overcast has settled in here in Olathe. It is a third down, half a dozen. Ravens just shy of the 50. Dooley, three-step drop, looks left, goes left. He's got TZ, goes up in the air, hauls it in, and give him that catch at the 31-yard line. What a job by Zimmerman. And here's the thing, Gus, at 6'5", you could throw that ball way up there because he can go way up there.
Well, yeah, and the defender spun him around, and instead of pushing him out of bounds, spun him back into the field of play where he was able to get down in bounds.
QB back to throw again on a first down call. Rolling left, Dooley will hit his man running out of bounds inside the 30 at the 27-yard line. Nice catch for the running back, Dalton Witherspoon. Lance Jones shoves him out of bounds, but still 25 seconds to go, and Benedictine with a timeout left. They're second down six inside the 30.
You go back to the third down where Mid-America called the timeout at the 40-yard line, and then all of a sudden Benedictine's like, well, now we've got to do something because Mid-America's looking to save the half. Benedictine was okay, I think, running the clock out on this thing.
Going to the cover two, Mid-America, Raven's got to go deep right here, don't they? Quarterback is back, steps up. He's going to be sacked. That's not what the Ravens needed at all. Jackson Dooley needed to get rid of that.
Yeah, that's the first time Mid-America's had any pressure on Jackson Dooley today. John Brown will get the sack. He's got 5.5 tackles for loss this season. The Ravens are going to utilize their final timeout with 17 seconds.
We'll hang on to it right here for you, Joseph. All right. And let's just kind of, let's just scenario play a little bit. The ball's at the 33-yard line, Benedictine deep in Mid-America territory. But again, you're talking 50-yard field goal range. That said, it is third down. You have no timeouts left. So if you throw the ball, you got to be careful what you do. You either go, what, all the way into the end zone, right? Or you got to get somebody stepping out of bounds and settle for a field goal?
Clock will stop, of course, after a first down momentarily just to reset the sticks. You've got 17 seconds. You can run two plays for first downs. Yeah, so I think is what you do is you run one play to the middle of the field, have a either clock the ball or have a second play that's to the end zone, and then kick the field goal.
Mid-America has broken their defensive huddle and is checking in and back up for the football and led out there by Big Ol' Tay. That's going to be a middle linebacker coming out first.
If you're a defensive coordinator, Ivan Cordova, you tell your guys, hey, do not let these fast receivers just run by you like they've done a couple times today.
Jordan Adens and Benedictine, Mid-America 33-yard line. QB's back, steps up, lobs one into traffic, and yeah, that was a good job. He just went ahead then and threw it out of bounds. And now for the Ravens, it's fourth down, and in will come the field goal unit. And for the second time today, it is going to be a 50-yard attempt for Harry Balke. He hit the first one.
Yeah, this is a much different 50-yard.
The last one was the wind behind him, and he had plenty of legs. This one, he will be kicking into that 10 or 12 mile an hour wind right in his face.
Now, he is straight on in the middle of the field. He can just rear back and slam this thing. But again, this is going to be a tough one.
It'll be a 51 yarder. They're marking it down at the 51. Down and up, and it's flying and it's stretching, and it's not going to get there.
Yeah.
He made a pretty good effort at it, but it is going to be short, and with 6 seconds left, Mid-America will, I would think, would fall on this ball and kick a tie into the locker room. And while you never know that, well, we'll see how they decide to go with it. But, yeah, we're down to 6 seconds left in what has been a wild first half. If you are an offensive football fan, you got to be just over the moon here. QB's going to get in the middle. They'll go to the diamond. And there we go. It's halftime in Olathe. We'll return to the ODAC and summarize the first half for you as they head for the locker room. Benedictine 24, Mid-America 24.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hotspot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh Pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kinda its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
We're in the Olathe, Kansas on this Saturday afternoon, the 2nd of November, in the Benedictine Ravens at Mid-America. Gus, we came into the game thinking it's going to be pretty good. A couple of nationally ranked teams, number 7 and number 12. Couple of undefeated teams in the conference, both of them 3-0 to conference, both of them 7-win teams coming into the game today. We thought it should be pretty close. I think we're getting what we thought we might get.
Let's see, 24-24 is exactly the kind of game I think coming in you had to expect.
We thought they would score. We thought these guys would
get. I feel like that's just a tick above where I was expecting it to be, but I expected some points today. You didn't know whether the rain would kind of tamper either of those, but Mid-America coming into today's game averaging like 53 points a ball game, Benedictine averaging right around 42 points a ball game, and this is the kind of offense we're seeing out of both of these teams here today.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the two teams come out, and at this point in the season, is there any fatigue issue? I mean, they've been going pretty hard, and, you know, 24 scoring, 24 given up by defense, that tells me we're going up and down the field a lot. We are still you know, on track. We're not on track for 500-yard games. We're on track for a couple of 600-yard teams here today.
Well, and that's the kind of games that these two teams tend to play, right? I mean, you go back to last year's game and all the yards that these two teams put up. I mean, last year, Jackson threw for 273 and four touchdowns, and Parsons threw for 491 and four touchdowns. So, again, these two teams, when they play each other, tend to score a lot of points, and I think that's what we're seeing. You go back to our Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. We kind of knew that the Ravens were going to struggle to get Adrian Parsons to turn the football over. He hasn't done it this season, right? Only two interceptions on the season. So our key to the game was third down. Ravens have to get off the field. I don't know. I think they've kind of done that. 3 of 7 right now at 43%. The Pioneers have been at 50%, so you're going to take that one extra time off the field as a win right now.
Well, and when you combine it with the fact that the Ravens are 5 of 7, over 70% efficient on third down, I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and the other thing that we talked about in our keys to the game is that the Ravens couldn't trail at halftime. Well, here we are, 24-24. You're not trailing at halftime. So, again, count that as a check mark or a plus on that. So, for Benedictine, again, you've got to come out in the second half. You've got to pick up where you left off. The defense, though, does need to get you off the field a little more. And you say that, yet Mid-America hasn't forced Benedictine to punt yet today. Benedictine scored on every possession except for the third possession where they threw the ball down the field and got it intercepted at the one. So you start pulling some of those things apart. This game is as evenly matched as we anticipated.
Yeah, it's been a great first half. We're going to have a great second half, and we're looking forward to bringing that to you. Also looking forward to bringing you conversation. We'd love to share chats with Raven players and people involved with Benedictine Sports. And today we're going to have a nice visit with Benedictine defensive player, Blue Kaplinger. Lots of questions for Blue, and we try to get them all answered. And we're going to be back and talk to him next as it's halftime here in Olathe. Taking a break, it's intermission at the Olathe District Activity Center. Benedictine 24, Mid-America 24. We'll be back to bring you the second half live. But right now, we're going to take it back to the Care Radio Sports Studios where Joseph is going to share with you a great halftime.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Care 93.7. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here.
That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta.
Kinda its whole thing.
That being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants. And your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
We're visiting with Blue Kaplinger, Benedictine Raven defensive specialist. Blue, thanks for the time, Matt. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, sir?
I'm excellent. Hey, let's start off with the Blue Kaplinger biography. Tell me a little bit about where you're from and about home and family, all of that kind of important stuff.
So I'm from Lewisburg, Kansas. I am a sixth year here, senior, playing at Benedictine. Got mom, dad, got one younger sister. Play football and run track here at BC. So,
is little sister, she an athlete also?
She did not get into sports, no sir. She wasn't her thing, so.
Not what she's into. And okay, I'm going to start right off with condolences because I've been watching Lewisburg in 4A this year and zooming along and then kind of a bump, man. I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah, I know. Me, age first round, that's a tough pull, but really was hoping we would have won that one.
Wow.
That's all right.
Hey, let's go to academics. Tell me about your major.
Yeah, so I graduated last year with a Bachelor of Science in Biology, and then now I'm getting my Master's in Business Administration currently.
So 5 years from now, where do I find Blue Kaplinger, and where are you at, and what are you going to be doing? What would be your goal, your dream setup?
Dream setup. I would say 5 years from now, hopefully married and working a job I'm not exactly sure what I'm looking at yet, but maybe biomedical sales or something in the hospital that, well, not a doctor, but just something that I can do with a master's and a bachelor of science. So,
are you interested in sticking around this neck of the woods, or are you thinking, you know, maybe if somewhere out in that big, big world?
I'll definitely sell down the Midwest. It's where I grew up and just kind of my vibe. So I'm definitely going to end up somewhere around here.
We talked briefly about your high school team. How was your team when you were playing there? Were you pretty good? Was the team pretty good?
Yeah, we were good. We went undefeated in the regular season, league champs, district champs, and then we ended up playing the age in the in the playoffs.
Wait, this is I've heard oh, this is a repeat story, right?
Oh yeah, this is every year. So,
you got any of your teammates that ended up playing Saturdays too?
Yeah, my one of my good friends, Austin Moore, he's outside linebacker for Kansas State. And then one of my friends, Braden Gage, he played at Pitt State, and now he's coaching at South Coast State. So,
well, you talk about coach. Tell me about your high school coach. Was he like a real mentor to you? Is he kind of one of the people that got you not only interested but kept you interested and kept pushing you to be as good as you can be?
Absolutely. Yeah, other than my father, I would say Coach Robert Evanstein, big shout out to him. He was awesome guy, like a father, honestly, to all of us on my team. And he's not coaching there anymore, but he was an amazing coach and big reason he ended up getting 4A Coach of the Year that year, my senior year. And, yeah, he's a huge part of why I wanted to continue and just the success we had in high school for sure.
Blue Kaplinger's with his blue – tell me about how you ended up at Benedictine. I would suspect that you had options, and who recruited you here, and how did the whole process go that ultimately found you coming to Atchison?
Yeah, actually, kind of a funny story on that. Most of the heart was recruiting me, and I was looking at different schools, but it came down to Baker and Benedictine, and I was like on the phone with Baker and Benedictine. I was going to go to Benedictine, and Baker was trying to increase scholarship and get me to go there. But I ended up coming down, going with Benedictine, but got a concussion the next day at wrestling practice and then forgot who I had picked.
Oh, no.
So my mom was telling me, like, I had, like, it was a pretty bad concussion, but I ended up signing to Benedictine the next morning. So I like to say I came here against my will, but it's been a great decision for sure.
Your mom could have said maybe you'd sign in with Alabama.
Yeah, exactly. That's what she should have done.
And so as being a BC, was it what you expected it was going to be? So you're a guy who's been there for more than a couple of years now. Tell me how the school experience has been there for you.
It's been good. I've always enjoyed the schooling part of it and being around the brotherhood. It's been amazing, but I hadn't played for a good couple years when I first got here, so which was hard as an athlete, just keeping my mental right, but keep working hard and end up paying off, and now I've been a three-year starter, so it's been awesome.
Awesome. Hey, okay, I would absolutely be remiss, and no one would forgive me if I didn't ask you, Blue. Now, I don't know a lot of a guy's name Blue. How did that name come around? There's got to be a great story for this. I like Ready.
Yeah, so my mom would call me Trey or Cash, and then Dad thought that blue was his favorite color, and he would always say, like, well, I think blue's a badass name, so that's what I'm going to go with. And we came down to, I was born, and Mom and Dad were like, well, what do we call him? And Dad was like, I think blue, and Mom said, all right. So it's really just my dad's favorite color, but he just thought it'd be a cool name.
So this is not like just nickname. I mean, I'm looking at the birth certificate, and it says blue.
Yes, sir. Blue Michael Kaplinger.
Awesome. I love it. Blue, what are your hobbies? What do you do? You know, you're off time, and I know there's very little now, but, you know, in the off season, tell me about hobbies and stuff. Anything?
Yeah. I've always been very sports affiliated, so I'm – in the winter, we go to Colorado and snow ski and snowmobile and stuff. And then summer, we're out on the boat, water sports, and dirt biking, all that stuff. So dad was a water ski jumper for KU and huge snow skier and all that. So,
so you're an outdoorsy guy.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah. So are you to an indoor thing? Do you do like video games and stuff too? Because I know a lot of the guys just, you know, in the evenings they'll be hanging out at the dorm or the house. You know, are you a video guy?
Yeah, I've definitely played my fair share of video games, especially in the dorms and off time between classes and all that. So I'm not, no homework or anything. I'm definitely on the game. So,
so what's your game? What's the one game that I dare not challenge you at because you're going to kick me around?
I would probably say Apex Legends. It's not as well known, but yeah, that'd be my game.
Okay. Now, next thing, what's something we wouldn't even guess about you? Do you have like a hidden talent? Are you a musician? Do you sing, dance? Is there something that you do that we would never think that that's for you?
I would say sing. I was on in choir my whole life. My best friend's mom was our choir teacher, so always in the choir, and we ended up winning state as a choir my senior year, so that would be, I guess, the hidden talent.
Funniest guy on your team? I mean, there's got to be, every team's got some guys, you know, who'll crack you up and who are, you know, just like guys that are fun to be around. Is there a guy that if you're hanging out, that he's the guy you're going to hang with because he'll make you laugh?
I would say Jonah Roberts would be funniest guy on the team.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Just that, got that sense of humor, and he'll always just kind of crack you up.
Yeah, he's always got something to say, and some sort of joke about something.
Excellent.
Hilarious.
Okay, let's take this scenario. It's off season, you know, and I find myself, for whatever reason, in Lewisburg, Kansas. Man, it's Friday night, and you and I, we're going to go out on the town. We're going to have some supper somewhere. Where are you going to take me to eat? And what's the best thing on the menu that when you go there, you're like, man, nobody does it better than these guys?
We're headed to Timber Creek in town, and we're getting, as basic as it is, the chicken tenders. Like, everyone always gets chicken tenders, but there's something different. Extra tender with the honey mustard is the best way to have it.
I had to ask what the dip was. It's a honey mustard.
Honey mustard. It's amazing.
Are we going to have what, like fries or rings, or what do we have it on the side?
Fries.
Okay.
Steak fries seasoned.
All right.
Good stuff.
Now here comes the hardest question. Hardest thing I'm going to ask you today, and this is, I hope it hasn't been too tough. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, or some other superhero. Who's your guy?
Who's my guy? Oh, this is a hard question. You're right. Hardest question.
The hardest question I've asked. I knew it would be.
I love Spider-Man, but I'm going to go with the Flash.
Now you're talking.
Super speed would be, that would be the one. I love it.
Awesome. Okay. Advice for a high school guy. I mean, now you've been there for like a minute. Okay. So say one of your Lewisburg young guys comes up and they're like, dude, man, you've gotten to play college ball. You've done what I want to do. What kind of advice would you give that guy coming to you?
Put your ego out the window. Know that you're not going to be the best guy on the team, and then come ready to work every day, 100%, just knowing that you can only get better, and as long as your mind's in the right place and you're ready to work, that's really about it.
Buckle down, do the stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to ask you an off the wall question that I've been trying to decide whether I should ask you, but I got to say, when I was your age, I had – a lot more hair than I have today, but I don't have blue caplinger hair. Is this like a fashion thing? What? I love it. Let's start off with that. I love it because I can look out on the field. I don't have to look for numbers. Okay, I can pick you right out. But nobody on the team, you know, guys today keep it tight. But I like the hair. What's the reason?
Honestly, kind of my whole life, my parents just let me grow it out, and I grew up with long hair. You know, third grade, I had the hair the same length as this, but I had it cut short when I first got out of Benedictine, but since then, it's been growing out, and kind of my statement now, I feel like I just want to keep it, love the hair out the helmet, so, yeah, that's my story, really, but
It's fantastic. I love it. Hey,
thanks, sir.
Love this team. Young man, I'm hoping that you're having as much fun as we do watching you every week, and you look like you're having a great time and you're having a heck of a great season.
Appreciate that, sir.
And
having a blast.
Looking forward to watching this afternoon. Blue Kamplinger, I appreciate the time, man. Go Ravens.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's in Atchison, bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus, live at the stadium for second half action of Benedictine Raven football.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back once again to the ODAC, the Olathe District Activities Center. Here in Olathe, Kansas, where it is the conference game of the week, Benedictine at Mid-America. Welcome back, everybody. Both teams coming back from the locker room and getting ready to get settled in. Tell you what, guys, it's been everything we thought it would be. We've talked to some people here, everything they had thought it might be. And the one thing that we know is that we don't know. This thing is can't get any closer than a 24-24 halftime.
Yeah, we get to halftime and we get to hit the reset button because we're going to start the second half. The Ravens are going to get the ball to start things because they won the opening toss and deferred to the second half. And boom. Sorry, I'm out here watching Harry Balke, and he's kicking to this, what we would call maybe the north end zone.
Yeah.
With that wind at his back, he's good from 55. So,
all right, look at this.
Keep in mind, but yeah, you hit the reset button, these two teams, 24-24, and should be set for a fantastic finish on this.
Games going on around the conference, certainly it is the full slate, and the first game, the noon game today in the book is Grandview. They did not have any difficulty. They cruised along defeating William Penn today, 42-6 up in Des Moines. Other games are all going on, and the 1 o'clock games are all in the fourth quarter now. Peru State beating up Culver Stockton, 52-14, 6-7 minutes to go. Missouri Baptist, Gus, leading Missouri Valley by only six with less than a minute to play.
They've stormed back to score 15 unanswered to take the lead in that ballgame, 29-23 with 46 seconds left in the game.
Baker is in Dubuque, and they are a 20-point leader over Clark halfway through the fourth quarter. Over in Fayette, early in the second half, it is, okay, kids, buckle up. William Woods leading Central Methodist, 19-15. I don't know how you come up with either of those scores for sure.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Ready? And now it's starting to rain again. Central Methodist had three to start the game, so somehow they've scored 12 points.
Maybe they've got four field goals or can't get an extra
field
point.
Field goals.
Graceland is leading St. Ambrose at halftime, 21-10. And, of course, this game here, where all of the eyes are focused, 24-24. We're getting set to go to the second half, and the Ravens are going to have their kick return unit coming out on the field. Here we go with half number two. It is going to be, who do we got? Jay Sean and
probably Jacob.
Jacob, yeah. The kick is away, and it is going to bounce and go out of bounds.
Time
Grant Pella's kick, not so good.
Yeah, that time Grant Pella kicks that ball down, and he'll skip out somewhere around the 10-yard line. So for the Ravens, they'll have really nice starting field position here to start the second half. As for Benedictine, this will be their seventh time possessing the ball.
The Ravens, by the way, in an interesting uniform combination with the white jerseys, black pants, black helmets, red numbers, lettering, and trim for Mid-America. It is the red uniform, red jerseys, red pants with the silver helmet and white lettering and trim. First and 10, Benedictine at their own 35-yard line. Handoff is going to go to Gathright. He's still trying to sweep to the left side. He's going to lose about eight.
That time, great job by Mid-America getting up the field. It was a defensive ender. Deion Burton, a sophomore out of Staley High School, making the stop on the play. And for Benedictine, a big loss on first down.
So the Ravens not coming out of the blocks the way they might have wanted to begin the second half. Now looked at a second down, and they're going to make it 17. They're going to say he's only back at the 28-yard line. Half a minute gone. Quarter number three.
Chase John will go motion to the left side. He'll be the only man wide to the left side, which is the short side of the field. Jackson Dooley's back to throw. Steps up, throws left, has his man, and it's going to be Zimmerman. It's broken up.
That time able to get down there for Mid-America. Kid Dickerson, a senior out of Dallas, Texas, able to break up the pass. And that time Tanner was open, but again, just waiting for the ball to come to him versus going back and making the catch.
Mid-America is going to take a defensive lineman out of the game, and they're going to add an extra defensive back as they fully expect the Ravens on a third down 17 to air this thing out. From inside their own 30-yard line on a third down long, Benedictine in a tie game will overload the right side with the receivers. And back to throw again is going to be Jackson Dooley. Steps up in the pocket, throws it over the middle. It's going to be caught, and Joseph Longafuillan is going to be short of the first down. They're going to say it popped out of his hands, and it's incomplete. He got hit hard, and the ball was dislodged, incomplete, and the Ravens will quickly, Gus, go three and out. They take 48 seconds off the clock, and this is exactly what Mid-America wanted.
Yeah, and for Lagafuiana, even if he holds on to that ball, he's going to be a yard, maybe two short. And so for the Ravens, quickly a three and out, and they're going to be out to punt for the first time today, Cullen Bruner.
Yep, Cullen settling in at his own 15-yard line will be putting a toe to it, too. Cameron Finley. Cameron back at his own 30-yard line. Punting into the wind, and this boot is away. It's high. The wind's going to knock it down. That's going to be a terrible kick. Bouncing at the 50, takes a big Mid-America bounce, and it's going to be at the Raven 49-yard line, Gus. So the second half is starting badly for Benedictine.
Yeah, not exactly the way you drew it up for the Ravens to start the second half. And for the Pioneers, their offense has been on point. They're going to get it with excellent starting field position right at midfield.
First and 10, here comes Mid-America. Got a big guys across the front line coming out there. And they're now the official's going to move this thing back. They're going to nose it up to the 50. Right up on the midfield stripe. First and 10, Pioneers, and quarterback Adrian Parsons running this ball club. Parsons is a good one. He'll move his big old tight end from right side to left side, the wide side, hand off to his running back, who will cut into the middle, and that's a very similar play to the very first play of the game that they had run, only in this instance it was just good for 3 yards.
That time coming up on the stop for Benedictine is going to be Isaac Anderson. Isaac playing in the middle of the defensive line at 5'9", 276, does a great job of stopping the run.
Penalties in the first half hurt Benedictine a little bit. Here's a pass over to the left flat where the ball's going to be caught, and the run is going to go out of bounds short of the first down. Caught over there by wide receiver Miles Hines, who drops his shoulder a little bit and tries to drive through Blue Kaplinger, but Kaplinger making a stop, third down two. Ravens penalized for four times for 41 yards in the first half. Third down in a couple, running back straight ahead, and he's pushing and shoving. And look at the lineman trying to bend him in half. And Gus, get Blaine Blevins part of this first down. The 6'300-pound center shoving him in the back, and they're going to say he's not at the first down marker. I thought he leaned across.
Well, the officials blew the play dead before he was able to lean forward at the end. It's going to bring up fourth and a yard.
Mid-America's going to go for it on a fourth down and one. They're going to run the same play, same way, and he's going to pick it up with a half a yard to spare just across the 40.
That time, nice quick run right there for Mid-America, shooting off the left side, able to lean forward, pick up the first down. Down to the 39-yard line of Benedictine.
You know the one thing you knew was not going to happen? Adrian Parsons is not going to carry the ball. He has not. He will not. And again, a 6'2 and 160 pounds. He's not going to. He will hand it off, though, this time on the first down. And cutting across the grain, getting back into the middle and spinning inside the 30-yard line is going to go Sean Cherry. Just, that was a great cut. He planted the left foot, stopped, completely reversed field, and got back against the grain, picking up another first down.
Abram Phillips makes the stop on the play. The Ravens are going to bring into the ballgame Jason Anderson, a 6'3" senior out of Lancaster, California.
Inside the Benedictine 30-yard line, Pioneers moving the football. Quarterback is back, goes left, has his man, and he has to turn around to make the catch that was thrown way behind him. But E.J. Rogers, unable to hang on, it'll be second down.
EJ Rogers is a guy who last year against Mid-America or against Benedictine did everything but score touchdowns. He had 7 catches for 146 yards. Well, today he's finally got into the end zone against Benedictine twice. EJ, 5 catches, 84 yards, and 2 touchdowns today.
At the Raven 30-yard line, it's a second down, Mid-America. Handoff is going to go to the running back. He cradles a baby. He gets it over to the 30, 25, hit from behind, and again, a Sean Cherry first down.
He'll be right there at the sticks, and it's going to be Blake Castile with the stop. They're going to mark him down just short of the 20. It'll bring up a, what, second and one? Third and one. Third and one for the Mid-America offense. They're quickly back up over it.
Tight end Jacob Mauser also over there leading that block, and here's a straight ahead run inside the 20, and it's going to be a first down. Kevin Harris with the tackle for Benedictine. Pioneers have taken the football in their first possession of the second half. They took it at the 50, and they very methodically moved it downfield, now inside the Raven 20-yard line, first and 10 of the 19. Parson back to throw, goes right, has his man at the goal line, intercepted by the Ravens in the end zone. Trey Williams with the INT. It is his third interception this season.
That time a well underthrown pass by quarterback Adrian Parsons. He doesn't throw many of them, only his third interception of the season. And what a job right there by Trey Williams. And you start looking at that matchup. Trey Williams is 6 foot. EJ Rogers, that they list him at 6 foot. I don't know if he's quite that. And again, if you're going to underthrow it, it makes it easier for Trey to just take that thing away and a big stand for the Raven defense.
Benedictine will have its second possession of the second half, beginning at his own 20-yard line with 11-11 to go in the third quarter. It's a 24-24 ball game. Jackson Dooley sends Zimmerman in motion, hands off to his running back. Witherspoon cuts it up, and he will be very close to it. With the second effort, he's going to be right at that first down marker near the 30-yard line. Move the chains, a 10-yard run, Dalton Witherspoon.
You saw Jacoby hitting way downfield, putting a block on a would-be defender, and that time he gets up, walks over to the Ravens sideline, trying to get him fired up, saying, guys, we can run the ball against Mid-America, and the Ravens have been able to run the ball against the Pioneers this afternoon. They just have elected not to.
First and 10, Benedictine at their own 31. 10.5 to go in the third quarter, the game tied at 24. They're going to run it again, and this time very short yardage, angling into the left side. Ladisolo James III. Yes, he's out of Mays South High School. Going to make that tackle for the Pioneers after a couple of yards gained.
Yeah, so it's going to bring up a second and 8 for the Ravens at the 10-10 mark of the third quarter.
Witherspoon is your running back for BC. Ravens are going to shift over to the right side. That is LeBron Jackson. Dooley's back to throw, in trouble, going to be sacked again. And again, he does not get rid of the football. Instead, eats it and loses yardage.
That time coming up to make the stop was Marcos Flores, a junior out of Olathe East. He's got 3.5 tackles for a loss this season. And now, Benedictine looking at a 3rd and 12. And you talk about a play like that for Jackson Dooley. He's been doing better this season about getting rid of the football, but today, he's been holding on to it and allowing the sack. That's his second one of the afternoon.
Right now, Mid-America seems to be the more emotional team. Ravens are out there a little calm and collected, composed, and doing their thing. And Mid-America, they just seem to have that emotion going on. Third down and 12. Dooley's back, throwing left, has his receiver, who I think may have slowed up, and then the ball is over his head and incomplete. I'm not so sure Gathright didn't take a little off and then couldn't catch up to the pass.
Yeah, I think Gathright slowed up, expecting to have to make a jump for that pass. Instead, the pass was in a good spot, and by the time he was able to gear it back up and get downfield, it became a problem. Now the Ravens set to punt for their second time here in the second half. To their last one, a very short punt by Cullen Bruner.
I'm not sure Benedictine has positive yardage yet in the second half. 9:13 to go in the third quarter, 3 and out for the second time. Snap is back, and Cullen's punt away. The last one was very short. This one is going to be a little bit better. It'll be fair caught at the 32, 33-yard line. Mid-America will begin this possession from there. First and 10, Pioneers at 9:06 to go in the third quarter, and the game's still deadlocked at 24. Mid-America's offensive line, Gus, has been really good. You've got guys like Blaine Blevins and Jaden Fuller out there. Justin Miller, who's been a real again, emotional player, George Dennis and Enrique Newman. Those are your tackle-to-tackle front five for Mid-America. Now they're going to shift tight end Gavin Kranz at 6'2", 2 1/4 over to the right side. He'll be there to block. Handoff is going to go to the running back who tries to squirt through, but the Ravens are going to get a hold of him before he gets to the 35-yard line, stopping Cameron Finley for a one-yard gain.
Yeah, short gain on the play. Heath Baker able to make the stop on the play for Benedict. And for Mid-America, we kind of talked early on in the day that one of the aspects of their game that maybe gets overlooked is how good their rushing attack really is. So many people look at the air attack by Adrian Parsons, but they've run the ball extremely effectively.
Second down, 8. QB's back to throw, and his pass over the middle and caught. Again, they go back to the slant. They hit the running Miles Himes, and they move the chains up near the 50.
Yeah, that time Miles Himes working against Jackson Hoskins, and that time he was able to just cut across the face of Jackson. And so now Jackson going to be up in almost a press coverage right here.
First and 10 from their own 48-yard line. And the tight end will shift over to the right wing. Long count, wraparound handoff, and buried is Cameron Finley. Blue Kaplinger. Guys, what's he doing in the backfield?
That time he was right there, and give him a TFL. Loss of one on the play. It'll bring up now a second and 11 for the Mid-America offense. Blue Kaplinger doing a great job of just what happened was he was guarding number 80, Zane Hall, but as Hall moved back into where the play was, Hall said, I don't really want to block this guy, and allowed a free rusher to the running back.
Second down long for the Pioneers. Finley is the running back. Motion will go left side. QB on the play action's back to throw. He's got plenty of time and plenty of room, and he will actually run this time and be tackled out of bounds. May have been grabbed by the headgear, and Gus, not only did he go down to the 40, but that ball's going to go to the 25.
Yeah, that time he got to the sideline, and the Ravens reached up, grabbed him right around the headgear, or maybe the shoulder pads. Either way, it's going to cost you 15 yards at the end.
So, Adrian Parsons, who seldom, whenever, runs a football, did run it there, and the Ravens are going to help him and help the Pioneers with another big penalty earlier in the game. A huge 15-yard penalty was a drive saver for Mid-America, and a penalty here is going to move the ball down to the Benedictine 25-yard line. It is first and 10, halfway through the third quarter. Mid-America with the football in Raven territory. Game still tied at 24. Handoff, running back, he's got room, and slips, nearly falls, gets back up, goes outside, down at the 20. So ultimately, a lot of running, a lot of zigging, a lot of zagging, but getting just 5 yards before BC is able to bring him down. Jared Heron getting out there.
Yeah, good to see Jared back into the ball game. He got banged up a little bit earlier on, and now the Ravens are going to bring Cole Johnson on for the 2nd and 4 opportunity.
And they will also shift kind of grabbing Kranz more into the backfield as a lead blocker on a 2nd down call. He will be the lead. And they'll bounce outside, and again, losing his footing and falling to the ground at the 15-yard line. It is going to be Cameron Finley, but he's got the 1st down at the 14.
Yeah, I mean, and right there, Cameron Finley's a guy who keeps going down on his cuts, and a lot of it is just because he's cutting outside of his framework and trying to make those big, wide cuts, and you're not going to be able to do that on a day like today. It'll be a 1st and 10 for Mid-America on a play where, really, Cameron Finley probably should have gone in for his 10th touchdown of the season.
1st down to the Raven 14-yard line. Pioneers moving to football, looking to retake a lead. Motion left, misdirection, running back again. He tries to cut. He falls to the ground, may have lost a yard. Cole Johnson there for the Benedictine defense. And because Cameron Finley's got to put on the long cleats, man.
And the Ravens are going to bring in their starting defensive line. It's going to be Glazer, Anderson, and Heath Baker with fresh legs on this 2nd and 10.
And Finley will come out of the game and be replaced by starting running back Sean Cherry. Cherry, the senior from Waxahachie, Texas. It is a 2nd down long pass over to the left side. Caught by that big old tight end we've been talking about all game. Runs over a defender inside the 10 and down to the 7-yard line goes Gavin Kranz. Kranz, last week, 2 catches for 17. He's only had 10 catches all year, but that was a big one. Joe Gaines will bring him to the ground. It is 3rd and 3.
Yeah, now Mid-America looking at a 3rd down opportunity.
Inside the Benedictine 10, 3rd and 3, Mid-America.
Handoff running back bounces outside and is going to be brought down for a loss at the 9-yard line.
Javai Blomquist, the senior out of San Diego, makes the stop on the play, and the Pioneers looks like they're going to maybe settle for the field goal here.
I'm a little surprised. I thought perhaps Coach Hansen would, you know, roll a dice a little bit more than that, but with a tie game and the clock running at 4:50 to play, he's going to take a 25-yard field goal. It'll be held by Silas Templeman. Blaine Blevins is the long snap. And Trevor Hiley will kick. 25-yard field goal. Down and up and good. And Mid-America is again back in front. Taking a break at 4:32 to go in the third quarter. And it is the Pioneers 27, Benedictin 24.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Points were going on the scoreboard just like these raindrops were falling on the field out here earlier today, but that's all dried up. And with 4.5 to go in the third quarter, our first second half points right there.
And that's the first lead for Mid-America since the Tyler Watson touchdown at the 3:47 mark.
So here we go, 27-24, Mid-America. The kick is away, and it'll be taken by the Ravens at the 10. Near side 20, and down at the 25-yard line, so kick coverage very good. Joseph Lagopuliano will have that return because he never really, like, sped it up. He kind of loped forward and into the defense, and here will come the Raven offense. First and 10, Benedictine, and like in the last possession that was on a touchback, it'll be at the 25-yard line. 27-24, Mid-America in front. 4:26 to go, third quarter. Ravens have had, what, two possessions? Both of them were three and out, right?
Yep, two possessions. And for Mid-America, they've had two possessions. They had an interception in the end zone and a field goal.
Given that the Ravens are able to hatch up here on offense, they'll try to run into the middle of the line. That's good for two. Nothing much happening in there. Carrying the ball is Ugorji. Now, what do we got going on over here?
Yeah, Jacoby Hinton getting mixed up with a Mid-America player over here as he was blocking a cornerback. So,
oh, Jacoby would like to block a cornerback.
Yeah, I think Jacoby has been a little fired up, to say the least, in the second half. I mean, we saw it in the last possession. We see it right here. I think he's just trying to get his team, you know, to get on the same page and get going.
Ravens have not shown a lot of emotion here in the second half. Motion to the left side. Quarterback back to throw. He's going to be hit. He's going to be sacked back at the 15. And again, because Jackson Dooley seems unaware of his surroundings.
That time Maxwell Weber comes up to make the sack on the play. And Jackson's got to understand that Maxwell's unblocked on that play, and he's going to be your hot read.
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty apparent when there's nobody's hitting in front of him. And that you're going to have a pretty limited amount of time. And also, with him being unblocked, somebody else is unblocked for you. Undefended. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Pioneer sideline, Pioneer crowd, all on their feet. And they are feeling it. They got a lead, and they got the Ravens on their heels. Benedictine in the second half has been toothless. Back to throw again is going to be Dooley. Throws it to the left side and misses his receiver. And the Ravens, for the third time in the second half, Quickly, three and out, because that possession took, what time was the score? I mean, it was just moments ago.
4:32. Yeah. So,
a minute and a half.
So, what, a minute 27 right there between possessions. And for the Ravens, they're going to have to come over to the sideline and try to get some things figured out, because in the second half, they haven't done a whole lot. This is going to be their third punt of the day. And we talk about a day where Mid-America, again, struggles to count to 10 on special, or 11 on special teams. They get to 10 and they stop. That's the second punt in a row they're going to do that.
Here's a snap back. And again,
It is not going to be terribly deep. The return man is going to make a fair catch at his own 41-yard line, first and 10. So for the Pioneers, guys, the direction of play in the third quarter has helped them because the Raven punting game, and they've had to do it three times, Raven punting game kicking into the wind has not been very deep. They have had short fields every time they've had the football, and they've taken advantage of it to the tune of a 27-24 lead just inside 3 minutes to go in the third. And all that said, Ravens are right in the thick of this thing.
Yeah, and so for the Pioneers, they also have to start getting maybe a little aggressive on the offensive side, understanding that they only have 2:58 left in this game with the wind at their back. They're going to move into the wind in the fourth quarter. So, again, they're going to need to take advantage of this last little bit here.
Adrian Parsons, he's been good. He always is. Hands off to his running back, who dances, keeps his feet, and the Ravens just failed to tackle him. And finally, he's got to pick up about six. Because he was held up at the line of scrimmage, never went down, and the Ravens never polished him off.
Yeah, it looked like a play where he was going to lose a couple yards. Instead, when it's all said and done, he's going to pick up four. It'll be his second and six for Mid-America, but a nice run right there for Mid-America.
Second down at their own 47 now for the Pioneers. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. QB's back, feels the heat. He's going to be sacked, and that was a delayed corner blitz. And Blomquist gets back there because he waited. The snap was back. Adrian Parsons was there for a moment, and then he just broke at the quarterback, and he was there to flash.
Of all the things Parsons does well, one of the things he doesn't do well is his balance, right? How many times have we seen him? If he gets hit anywhere near the feet, he just kind of stumbles to the ground. He's not usually able to keep his feet and push forward.
Third down, 14. And back to throw again, Parsons, setting up the screen. His receiver had fallen to the ground. He stumbled over the leg of one of his linemen.
Did you see Isaac Anderson on that play? He busted through, realized something had happened because he got let. He came flying over here to the near side and was not going to allow that screen. He understood that when nobody blocked him, there had to be a running back behind him. Good job by the Raven defensive line.
Jacob Mauser, the intended receiver who is lying on the ground, comes off. He is just steaming hot. Minute 50 to go in the third quarter, and the rain begins again. And now we're going to see the first punt of the second half by Mid-America. Ravens coming after it, but he's going to get it away and kick it away from the return man, and it's going to be downed by the Pioneers. Yeah, I thought he caught that a little quickly at the 35-yard line. I thought it had five more yards of bounce in it.
He sure wasn't going to allow it to bounce again. And for Benedictine, defense finally gets the stand, and so now for the Raven offense, though, three consecutive punts here in the second half.
And yet, with a minute 43 to play, Mid-America has a slim three-point lead at 27-24. Ravens have not been able to, not only have they just not been able to put any points on the board in the second half, they've been not able to put any first downs on the board yet in the second half. They begin this series from their own 35-yard line, their best starting field position since halftime. QB, hands off, Witherspoon, head down, goes for five up to the 40-yard line.
This afternoon, Witherspoon is now coming into that rush, had 6 for 32. He's now 7 for 37 on the day.
Second down, five, Benedictine at their own 40. With a minute 20 to go, and we're rolling along. Game clock moving pretty briskly here, again, as the umbrellas pop back out of the ODAC. Four down line, but now a linebacker sneaks up, now drops back. Long count by Jackson. Again, he'll wrap around. It's the same play, and Witherspoon's going to run directly into a defender. And I don't know, sometimes when you see a defender, I see running backs just run at them. I don't understand. I'm sure there's a reason. It'll bring up a third down, five. No gain.
So for Benedictine, looks like they're going to try to run one more play into the wind here. And so for the Pioneers, that last possession is going to be their last play with the wind at their back for the afternoon.
Longapuiana into the game. Wide now to the left side. Quarterback is going to be all alone in the backfield. Duna has everybody out in the pattern on a third down four call. Play clock at 7, at 6. Dooley's back to throw. Fires one wide open, and it's TZ. 50, 45, 40. Zim goes inside the 40-yard line. It's first down, Benedictine. What a nice play. And, Gus, that was an opportune time to run it. Whoever drew that one up and called it at that moment, that was a great call and a 19-yard connection. Jackson Dooley with Tanner Zimmerman. And that will get us to the end of the third quarter. Ravens are going to get the win at their back, but they're going to go to the fourth with a deficit. Time out of the field, three quarters in the book in Olathe. Mid-America 27, Benedictine 24.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Kansas. We're going to the fourth quarter, and it's a 27-24 Benedictine deficit because the Ravens behind. BC, one first down in the third quarter, no points in the third quarter. They're going to look to shake that off as they get the wind at their back here.
Yeah, for the Ravens, you've got to figure that this is really what they were trying to do. Push forward through the third quarter, get yourself to the fourth quarter where all of a sudden now you're going to have the wind at your back. You do know that in warm-ups, Harry Balke was good from 55. There is a little bit of rain, but again, you've got to make a lot out of this wind at your back, trailing by three here to start the fourth.
Here comes the Raven offense inside the Mid-America 40-yard line. Dooley is back to throw, looking deep, throwing deep over the middle, and that thing had a risk of being intercepted. He was looking over there for Jayshon Todd, but because you had a defender, and this is something we've seen Mid-America do over the years. You had a guy back there playing what I call like center field.
Yeah, he was just dropped straight back and kind of playing in the middle of the field, and he tried to run a post right at him, and it was a little out front of his intended receiver. Benedictine going to take out of the ballgame LeBron Jackson, bring Tyler Watson back in. For the second and 10 call.
That play taking only 5 seconds off the clock. It is a second down call. Ravens down three. Again, QB's got a little wraparound handoff and break it through. 40, 35, 30, down to the 25-yard line. Nice little run by the Windsor, Missouri native, Dalton Witherspoon.
Yeah, Benedictine had gotten away from the running game. And early on in the first possession, they were able to run the ball at will against Mid-America's. You know, their linebackers looked a little soft right now, and Dalton Witherspoon nearing 50 yards of rushing on the afternoon.
Ravens need that downhill running style, and Dalton showed it on that down. And he's going to get it again, and straight ahead once more inside the 20, taking it down to around the 18-yard line, picking up four in that first down carry. Dalton Witherspoon, last year, he enjoyed playing Mid-America. 15 carries or 117, 5 receptions for 43 more.
Ravens are going to take Tyler Watson out for this second down call.
Wide to the left side is going to be Jacob Gathright. You got to be looking for old Jacob over here, I'd like to think. Now he'll go motion right. LeBron is going to be the wide left guy. And again, it's a handoff, and they've seen that enough. But Witherspoon is going to be hit at the line of scrimmage, and there is no advance to the football.
Yeah, that time Witherspoon ran the ball into the middle, and it looked like the offensive lineman had kind of pulled out to the outside a little bit. And when it was all said and done, the Ravens, no gain on the play. It'll bring up a third and seven. You're going to have Matthew Stanford wide to the right side. Wide to the left, you're going to see Lagafuiana. They're going to split the insides with, on the right, Jayshon. On the left, Zimmerman.
Ravens. Third down and seven, and it's going to be the quarterback drawing Jackson. He ran too quickly, Gus, and now there's a marker down in the backfield. Jackson had gone with the designed quarterback draw. Had he waited a moment for that to open up, he was good for 15, 20, or maybe a score.
Yeah, you got to pause, and that's tough for a lot of people because you're like, all right, there's a play happening. You got to be patient. It's like that whole downhill crossover and then downhill plant. Right, so now we're going to see Balke on to attempt a, 37-yard field goal?
Yep, 37-yard field goal, looking to tie it up. Harry Balke, one of two this afternoon. And they're going to fake it. Ravens are going to roll to the left side. What on earth was that supposed to be? A disaster of a play, and the Ravens are coming up empty. The second time they've tried trickery, the second time it's failed.
And both of them are on special teams, right? And it would have worked if they were going to run the correct play, because what it looked like was the snap to Jackson where he throws it over his head to Balky, and Balky was running wide open down the right side. He is a tight end that kicks the ball, and wow, that time a tough, tough break for the Ravens. And again, if you want to be, you know, the conference champion, you can't make mistakes like that on the road.
And Benedictine passes up a chance to tie the game, remains trailing 27-24. Mid-America Pioneers are going to take it back over at their own 25-yard line. Quarterback is going to hand off. Running back bounces outside. He's going to get around the line of scrimmage, but he stopped after only a couple of yard gains. The Ravens that time, a nicer job of tackling, because as they stretched that toward the sideline, more sure-handedly stopping him after a two-yard gain. It'll bring up a second down, 8 for Mid-America. Now, one thing we're going to have to start looking at before long, and probably sooner than later, is the clock, as we're ticking along at 12 and a half to go in the game. How many possessions will you get? Second down, 8. Ravens down 3, and again, have put nothing on the board in the second half and have very few yards in the second half. Thought we were looking at 600-yard days. We're not going to have 4. Here's a handoff straight ahead, running and spinning and twisting and taking it to the 30. 3 gained for Mid-America to third down 5.
Yeah, and this is going to be a place where Mid-America is going to start leaning on that run game, which it's been great all season. You've got the two-headed monster of Sean Cherry along with Cam Finley. For Mid-America now, looking at a 3rd and 5.
Yeah, Benedictine is now up to 330 total yards, so I'm not sure what the halftime numbers were right off the top, but I'm going to say they're at 60, 70 yards in the third quarter, maybe. Probably not even. 3rd down 5, very deep drop. And Parsons going to throw it, and it is picked and dropped at the 25-yard line. Isaiah Hastings already has 1 pick-6 on the season, was looking for a second, and that time Adrian Parsons almost cost his team just trying to flare one out into the right flat. Ravens need a little bit of a boost. Maybe that nice, nice defensive series is going to be that for them. Here comes Grant Pella, the Park Hill High School grad from Mid-America, to punt it away. And the Ravens are going to send Jay Sean to the Benedictine 35-yard line looking for a return. The punt will be going into the wind. And when the Ravens were kicking into the wind, it did not go particularly well. Now, Jayshon shortened
well,
it up.
Javai is expecting a fake punt. They're going to play safe.
And here's the punt away, and it is low and spinning, and it'll take a Mid-America bounce. And as it rolls inside the 30-yard line, it'll be down at the 29. Ravens are going to get it 1st and 10 because they're a long way from the end zone with 11:27 to play in the game. And Mid-America in front, 27-24.
That time the Ravens brought the kick returner up. They were going to just go to safe return, expecting a possible fake on it for Benedictine. Yeah, you talk about it, long field ahead of them. You're only trailing by 3, 11:27 left here in the quarter. And, again, you've got a kicker that's already hit a 50. He's probably good from 55 this afternoon. So,
by the way, if you're a Cougar fan, you go to the second quarter leading K-State, 7-3. 1st and 10, Benedictine at their own 29. Dooley, the snap, little handoff, and here's Witherspoon off right tackle for 5, maybe even 6, up to the 35-yard line. The Ravens have run the ball really well. Now we get a penalty marker way late and way downfield. I'm not sure what was happening. All I saw were red jerseys down there.
Jacoby again.
Is he getting a little excited?
Yeah, Here's the deal. Hinton's going to probably get the 15-yard penalty on this. I also wouldn't be shocked if we see some kind of an offsetting, because these two guys have been up in each other's grill the entire second half.
Again, we do not have audio from our officiating crew, but we'll just determine what he says.
There's personal foul, Benedictine. And I'm going to tell you, it's on 71, Jacoby Hinton. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty.
Jacoby's
second
still
down.
Pointing and talking to the Mid-America player, who's pointing and talking at him.
Yeah.
So for BC, this is a very, very big blow. It's going to take them
way back. It's a dead ball penalty, so it's a 2nd down now.
So for the Ravens, it is 2nd down and 18. They're back at their own 21-yard line. Got to get this thing up to the 39.
Joel's going to talk to the officials. I don't think it's a timeout. It's a, we have a problem with where the ball is spotted, right? Yeah. Yeah. So his problem is they didn't call it a dead ball. It should be first down. But if they did, then it's a second down. It just all depends on where the spot and time.
You got a back judge back there just shaking his head and shaking his head. But again, the indication was not that.
Yeah, so just making sure everybody's on the same page. And this ball is spotted, ready for play. The Pioneers should probably get back out there.
Fisher's going to stand over the top of it until they do. Here comes Benedictine. They got to get up there and get that ball snapped. I'm not sure what they're waiting for. 11-16 to play in the game. 27-24 Mid-America. The only points of the second half have been a lone Pioneer field goal. So the offenses who were so potent in the first half have really been stymied here in the second. Hand off, and it's straight ahead running. Witherspoon to the 25-30, 35-40, 45, up close to the 50-yard line. How about that, Dalton Witherspoon Ramble?
You know what they also did? Ran behind Jacoby.
Yeah.
Right. So Jacoby's been a little wired here in the second half. Go ahead and run it behind him. The Pioneers have struggled to stop the run here this afternoon. They've done it really good against some of the teams they've played this year, but also we can't hold it against them. But look at that schedule so far this season.
45-yard line, Benedictine. 45, their own first and 10. Dooley back. Throwing deep. Downfield. Got Jason. It's caught. Touchdown, Ravens. How about that 55-yard strike straight over the top and down Broadway. Jackson Dooley. The strike to Jason Todd. And a 10.5 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine is back in front.
That time, Jason Todd was working right down the seam against Kid Dickerson, and Dickerson just not able to keep up with Jason. The Ravens now take a 3-point lead, and on for the PAT, it's going to be the senior, Harry Bulkey.
This time we're just doing Harry kick this, right?
Don't take off running, just kick the PAT.
Going to be spotted down, as always, by Jackson, and the kick is on its way. Count it, and we're taking a break in Olathe. Ravens scoring their first points of the second half have regained the lead. 10.5 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine 31, Mid-America 27.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
With 10.5 to go in the ball game, and just 10.5 in this game, there could be a whole boatload of points, or it could be like the third quarter where there aren't any points at all. This game has been very, very interesting, kind of hard to get a handle on, really.
Yeah, it's been really a game of runs right now, right? And we've seen a lot of big plays today. The Ravens have scored on plays of 12, 56, 33, 65, and a 50-yard field goal, and for Mid-America, they've scored on 17, 36, 17 in a 25-yard field goal.
Pioneers are going to let the BC kick go into the and out of the end zone. And it'll be a touchback. Pioneers will have their hands on the football with 10.5 to go in the game. Ravens in front by 4. That was a huge play, a huge touchdown. And Gus Mid-America is going to look back at this game and go, man, how did we let them score long plays like they have scored? It's not been grinded out and punched in. It's been just like lightning bolts. First and 10 of their own 25-yard line. Pioneers will go motion, hand off second man. He'll hit the middle again, dance outside, turn it up, and get 4. And this is how the running style of Sean Cherry has been today as Javai Blomquist makes the stop. Cherry will run straight ahead, get behind the offensive lineman in the pick of direction where he thinks there's opening, dart to the side a couple of steps, and then try to move forward. At that time, it was good for 4. This time, the quarterback's going to pass over the middle, and what a catch
with the defender's arm in front of him. Jackson Hoskins could not have played it better, but Miles Himes with a big-time catch.
Yeah, great job by Miles Himes using those strong hands, able to pull the ball away from Jackson Hoskins. Miles, a 6-foot senior out of Atlanta.
At the 47-yard line, their own Mid-America with the football. First down, 10. Pass will go over into the left flat. It's caught on the run, and the tackle made at the 50 by Benedictine's. Blue Kaplinger pushing the receiver out of bounds, picking up 3 yards. Here's what Pioneer's doing, a lot of, like, kind of flashy things, kind of distraction maneuvers, and that was one of them. And Ion Carter was going to the sideline, waving his arms and spinning around as he ran over to the far sideline.
Called that window dressing.
Yeah, but it was good for three. This time, the straight-ahead run, nothing fancy about that, and the Raven defense is even more base as Kevin Harris throws what we call in the old days the bear hug.
And great job right there by Kevin Harris, able to stop the play, no gain. It'll bring up a 3rd and 7 for Mid-America. This afternoon on 3rd down, Mid-America, 4 of 12 on 3rd down. Typically, they're a 50% type team.
QB's back, goes in his mask, wide open over the middle, makes the catch, 40, 35, 30, first down to the Raven, 27-yard line.
That time, just able to run the ball across the middle, and 19 made the catch on that. I don't show. Who you got, 19?
Oh, I'm going to say that is Jacob Mouser.
Oh, here you go, your backup tight end, Mouser, out of Dewey, Oklahoma. His family over here, the Dewey Bulldogs, I'm guessing, on the seat backs.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to argue with that.
Ever seen a maroon and gold Bulldog team?
Not yet. Maybe now. From the 28-yard line. Back to throw. Wide open in the end zone. And he's juggling and it's incomplete. That was spectacular defense, because to keep the receiver who had the ball in his hands from hauling it in and securing the catch.
Yeah, that time he had the ball in his hands. And then Jackson Hoskins just reached in and was able to separate the ball from the receiver. Miles Himes thought he had his 2nd touchdown in the afternoon. Instead, hit it back for 2nd and 10.
Inside the Benedictine 30-yard line. Quarterback will keep it. Gets hit and will fall forward, picking up about 4 or 5. And Ravens take the ball, is popped loose. Benedictine says, we've gotten it back.
The official said he's down.
Official says no. Kevin Harris is holding the ball aloft over there saying, yeah. Adrian Parsons did something there, Gus, that he doesn't take a hit.
Yeah, that time he did a good job of going in there, lowering the shoulder, trying to push forward, and now the Ravens are going to utilize the timeout.
Is there a chance for a review or something? Is that what they are going to try to initiate, or are there facilities here that would support that?
Joel's out on the field. I mean, I would push for a review if you can get one.
If you can get any kind of an angle. We're going to hang out to it right here for a little bit, Joseph, as they kind of talk about what's going on. Yeah, they're going to review this thing.
Yeah.
So I think we'll take a timeout while they do that.
Let's do it.
We haven't had many in the 2nd half. Timeout, Joseph, 7.5 to go in the game. It remains Benedictine 31, Mid-America 27.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Well, the police are coming over and buying the front pylon on the near side of the end zone. He is there with the review official looking at, because I don't know, it looks like a flip phone.
I think they've
got out there. I'm not sure. Two guys can't handle it at the same time. It's not big enough for more than one hand. So they're looking at it. It's going to be very difficult for them to make any kind of a determination, unfortunately, for Benedictine, because the Ravens are more than a little convinced that they have come up with a fumble and a recovery of that fumble. Crowds fantastic for both teams today, and they have been here to battle the elements. It was
65 degrees at the start of the game today, and I'm guaranteeing you it is not that warm out there right now as the rain intermittently continues to fall. Pools of water encircle the stadium here on the track at a parking lot, and you look at those ribbons at the top of the uprights. They are bouncing and stretching. It's windy.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
This is the most important question of the day.
Oh, my.
Is that my handwriting still from 2 years ago?
It sure is.
On this window.
Yes. Yes. Housekeeping didn't quite get to this window. But maybe it'll be gone when we're back in 2 years.
I'll leave this one and see.
Although Mid-America claims that they're putting up a new facility on their campus, and although that's kind of been the talk for a while, we'll wait and see if we get a chance to play back on the Mid-America campus again someday. Official's going to come over to the middle of the field, and of course we can't hear anything. I can't see what he's saying. I don't see any hand gestures. It's going to be third down, so apparently it was not any kind of a turnover by the Pioneers, and they will bring their offense out of the field. It is third down, Mid-America. We are midpoint of the fourth quarter, 7:31 to play. 31-27, the Ravens in front. Pioneers are driving and threatening. At the Benedictine, 24-yard line, third down, 5. Moving into this breeze here this afternoon. Quarterback Parsons back to throw. Lobs one. Beautiful pass, wide open, touchdown. The big guy straight over the middle and straight down the field. And all alone, Gavin Kranz goes into the end zone, and Mank goes back in front. It is... Let's fix this. The clock is wrong. The scoreboard is wrong. And now they're going to go back and try to fix it. It is 33-31. And there could not be a more open receiver than Gavin Kranz was on that play. Trevor Hiley's PAT set to come. It'll be held by Templeman. Down and up and successful. Timeout with 7:20 to go in the game. Mid-America 34, Benedictine 31.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Well, the Raven offense is going to be called on again to come from behind here in the second half. But now, there's only 7:20 to go in the ballgame, and Benedictine finds itself trailing by 3 at 34-31. Kicking it away, Grant Pella. He only takes one step and then boots it. That thing is high and super short, and Ravens are going to have to cover that thing up. It's bouncing around. Who's going to get it? And Mid-America, I think, is taking it away. Pioneers believe they've gotten it. The officials are going to unsack this ball in front of the Mid-America bench. And where is the call? The officials peeling them off the stack. And we're still waiting to see, and it is Mid-America football as the Ravens special teams again have had problems today. The failure by the Benedictine kickoff return team to advance on field and at least cover up the football has given Mid-America, who not only has a lead, but now has a football with 7:17 to go in the game, and they're going to have it at the Benedictine 37-yard line. And now Mid-America has a timeout granted by the official. They got a player who's a little slow to get up. He was at the bottom of the sack, probably the guy that recovered the punt, or recovered the kickoff. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. Ravens are going to be home next Saturday afternoon. And for Benedictine, it will be the final regular season home game of the year. They are going to be having senior day, and now hopping to his feet, obviously unfazed, uninjured, and undamaged, is going to be Ladislao James III. And Raven defense, who's been out of the field a whole bunch, is going to be back out on the field again. Mid-America looking to come off the near sideline. And for the Pioneers, a second score here would be a huge, huge blow. Let's see what they're going to come up with. 7:17 left. I did not do your paperwork there because I wasn't quite able. But it was Kranz catching a pass right over the middle, straight down the center of the field. First and 10, Mid-America, as they take that kickoff. And the QB will hand off left side. Cameron Finley hit in the backfield. Going to lose a little yardage. And the Raven defense might be a little bit fired up, and that would be a good thing to see.
You talk about that last touchdown pass by Adrian Parsons. After he threw the touchdown, he took two steps to the Raven sideline, stood there, stared him down, and then walks off the field. He's feeling pretty good about himself. Heath Baker came out on the field. He was not happy about it. We'll see if the Raven defense comes out maybe a little more amped on this play.
Second down and 13 for Mid-America to 34. QB's back, and again, he gets some air under the ball, lofts it down to the left side. This guy makes a catch inside the 10-yard line. They're going to have him out of bounds at the 5, and they're wrestling for the loose football. And officials going to come up and say it'll belong to Mank inside the 5-yard line. First and goal at the 4. See, again, what Adrian Parsons does is he just lofts it up. He lets his guys get downfield, lets them get underneath it. Not trying to, you know, throw darts with that and just lobbing it downfield. It'll bring up a first and goal. And Mid-America inside the 5-yard line. Finley is the running back for Parsons. He'll shift over to the left side just a little bit. Parsons, the spindly quarterback, will hand off to his running back, and he will walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Pioneers. So Mid-America stretches their lead to 30, or rather now to 40 to 31. And Gus, Mid-America has a lead in this game. Raven errors have been the difference.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. You can't make mistakes against good teams. We said that early on in the ballgame, and the Pioneers up 9 with the PAT coming.
And here it comes, a little right-foot soccer-style kick by Hiley. He has been absolutely flawless, and this one is going to keep that streak alive. We're taking a timeout. Mid-America with a commanding lead. It's 6:22 to go in the ballgame. Pioneers 41, Benedictine 31.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Got guys at the 10, the 20, the 30, and then up at the 50-yard line. I encourage one of them to secure the football on this kickoff by Trevor Hiley. 6:22 to go. Hiley's kick. It's another crummy kick, but now the Ravens drop it, go back, and this time they just panic and fall on the ball when it could have been picked up and returned for a little extra yardage. But at that point, you're terrified that you're going to make another horrible mistake, and you're going to have a first and 10, and at least will have control of the football. So give props to Tyler Watson, Gus, for covering it up.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. You've got a tight end out there just deciding, hey, we got to get on that football and make something happen.
First and 10, Benedictine. So the Ravens trailing by 10 and only 6:20 to play. The same Benedictine who did not score at all in the third quarter. They're going to have to make something happen here with some late-game magic. And Dooley's back to throw over the middle. He's got TZ wide open, 50, 45, 44. That's how you get it done. Ravens, a 36-yard pass play.
If you're Mid-America defensive coordinator Ivan Cordova, I mean, if you come away with the win, you're going to be happy. But your secondary has left a lot to be
lot to be wanted right now. I mean, you've given up a lot of big plays, and the big plays haven't been extremely complicated. I mean, just run down the seam and throw the ball right now.
Benedictine is going to be penalized 5 yards for a false start. The right side of the offensive line getting underway a little bit quickly, and just clock management. That's the big worry for me at 5:56 left in the game. Right. Did they move the ball nicely? Yes. Can they? Yes. Is there enough time?
Well, and the other side of that story, got to get a defensive stop.
And Benedictine has only two timeouts remaining, by the way.
You got the two-minute warning.
From just across midfield, Benedictine, first and 15. And here's the handoff. It just running into all these red jerseys. Dalton Witherspoon. I know that he did not see daylight because there was none, and there will be no gain. It is now third and 15, and the Ravens got to be deciding right now on the sideline that where are we at on fourth down. I mean, if it comes to that, they got to be thinking about these things. Make a second down and 15. Second down 15. From just across midfield, Dooley's back. Goes near side, Witherspoon with no blocking in front of him. Well, great push out of bounds for no gain. Now it's third and 15.
Got a little swing pass out of the backfield. Now Mid-America going to bring one, two, three defensive back types. So you're going to be sitting back and not allowing anything over the top on this third and, let's call it, 13.
Ball at the 43-yard line. Or the 48. Make it the 48-yard line just across midfield. And the clock, Ravens are taking all the time in the world. They're in no hurry, and the clock is just racing toward the end of this game. Dooley, back to throw, getting pursued, got no blocking, throws the ball away, and it's nearly picked. Oh, it's caught by Jay Sean. How did he catch that? I thought the defender had it picked. It goes through his hands. He grabs his helmet like it's going to fly off his head, and Maxwell Weber says, I blew the chance to seal this for my team. Ravens keep it alive.
Maxwell Weber ran in front but never reached out to catch the football. And Jay Sean just reaches out, makes the catch, and runs it upfield.
Back to throw again. It's going to be Dooley looking downfield. Steps left now. Shakes the defender. Steps right. Steps up. Falls to the ground. And that's what the fourth or fifth sack of Jackson Dooley by Mid-America today. 4:16 left in the game.
And now the Ravens have a player a little slow to get up down the field.
They're going to slow things down a little bit, go over to the near side and take a little bit of a look at him. They shall. Because the rain continues to go off and on, but here's the problem, and I don't think we can overemphasize the fact that we're at 4:16 to play in the game, and the Ravens trailing by two scores. They've got to score fast right now if they're going to be, you know, in a position to potentially score a second at a time.
Yeah, take a look at the statistics this afternoon. Benedictine, 60 plays for 454 yards. Mid-America has run, wow, 18 more plays. They've run 78 plays this afternoon for 451 yards this afternoon. Benedictine is 7 of 13 on third down. Mid-America, 6 of 14 on third down today. But for the Ravens, one of the big numbers that's going to jump out on the afternoon is the amount of penalties. 7 penalties for 76 yards. And you say, well, 7's not awful. But the problem is, of those 76 yards, 2 of them were at really opportune times. One of them kept a drive alive that Mid-America was able to score a touchdown on. I mean, just inopportune penalties this afternoon.
Second and 22. Dooley again being flushed out of the pocket and throws this one over to the track. At least he's not going to get sacked again. It'll bring up a third down at 22.
That time, Mid-America got through a free release and getting into the backfield. John Brown, the 5'11 junior out of Garland, Texas.
Third down and 22 for Benedictine. Look at the umbrella defense that the Pioneers are putting in play here. Ravens are going to go wide to the left side. Have a huge gap between the single wide out to the left and the tight end. Now the commotion right with Gathright. Snap is back. Here comes Dooley. Rolling, directing traffic. And now he's going to run a little bit, cut back at the field, and get bumped out of bounds. It's going to be way short of the first down. He'll pick up 7 or 8. He needed to get 3 to get you back into field goal range. And from here, it's only a, what, 50-yard field goal? 35, 45, 52? Yeah. And at halftime, Balky was good going this direction from 57. So, and here will come that Benedictine field goal unit. Now, you say AstroTurf or these turf fields don't get worse. Well, this one's getting worse out there, doesn't it? It almost looks muddy out in the middle. This is a 53-yard field goal effort. Down and up, and that is gone! How did he do it? It was good from 53. I'm not sure, Gus. It was good from 55. I told you, he was good at halftime from 57. I really didn't have much doubt on that field goal by Harry Balky. He only missed one all season, right? And that was at the end of the half a couple weeks ago when he attempted that. Was it like a 65 or something yard field goal? So, again, Harry Balky, probably one of the best kickers in the conference, bangs in another field goal this afternoon. So we're going to hang on to it here as the Ravens are going to be putting their kickoff unit out of the field. And does say it's pretty simple. For the Ravens, you got to stop this Mid-America offense. Ravens trail by a touchdown. 3.5 minutes are all that remain in the game. It's 41-34. And they're going to have to get the football back. And you look back at this game, some glaring errors that have accounted for this difference, particularly that failure to cover up the kickoff a moment ago. And I look at your scoring chart, it's like alternating colors, red, blue, red, blue, red, blue, back and forth as these teams continue to just exchange punches.
Yeah, these two teams have gone right back and forth, back and forth. And then really, right there at the fourth quarter when Mid-America got those 2 touchdowns in 58 seconds.
Mid-America is expecting the onside kick. They got the hands team out there. Colin Bruner set to boot it away. You don't do that twice, do you? No. Here's the advance and the toe to it, high and short. They're going to force him to return the ball. He'll take it at the 8, straight ahead, hit down at the 15, 16-yard line. The ball pops out. The Ravens say they've got it. The officials are like saying, no, I think it's down.
That's why you call for the fair catch right there. I mean, that's just a lapse in judgment for Mid-America. You call for the fair catch, you get the ball out of the 25. Instead, he tries to return it, and he's going to get it out to, like, 17-yard line?
Yeah.
So, again, these two teams need to go into the next game talking a lot about special teams. Neither one of them can be really thrilled with how their special teams played today.
A little football 101 for the special teams groups. First and 10, Mid-America, 3:25 to go. Ravens down 7. Need a huge defensive stand here, and Adrian Parsons looking for a little bit of that El Paso magic. Motion to the right side. We'll hand off to the second man who'll go into the middle of the line. Ravens are going to hold him up, drive him back, give him no yardage. Maybe he might have lost one, certainly gained none.
That time, Isaac Anderson and Jared Heron combined for the stop, and Mid-America doing a great job of taking their time. Benedictine has 2 timeouts and the 2-minute warning coming up, or 2-minute timeout, excuse me.
Yeah. 3 minutes to go in the game, 24 on the shot clock. Shot clock, game clock. Got a shot clock the other night. Going to have a shot clock Wednesday. We got Raven basketball coming up Wednesday evening.
I like Wednesday. That would sound good.
Wednesday? Every day.
Every day.
Bank taking his time. We're slowing down the clock. Now, quarterback hands off, running back straight ahead. And again, there's going to be nothing doing. And it will bring up third down. And we're going to get this thing down. Are they going to take a TO here?
Yes,
they're going to take their first one. Let's hang on to it. What do you say? That's just a cursory timeout to
the Ravens,
things from getting away.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to use that one right there. And really their goal, use both of them here if you can, and then get the 2-minute and get the ball back.
All right, here's the deal. If you're Mid-America, let's talk about the strategy here. 2.5 to go, 2:35 to be exact, and up a touchdown. You're 3rd and 9 inside your own 20-yard line. I mean, do you throw the ball to pick up a first down? Because you're not going to get it running. The Ravens are stiffened up on the defense for their against the run. You're not going to run it. But do you throw it, take a chance of an incompletion and taking 6-7 seconds off the clock and giving it back? That's kind of a risk.
Yeah, I mean, but I've got a quarterback like Adrian Parsons. I probably allow him to pass. I mean, for Mid-America today, they've been really balanced on the rushing attack. Sean Cherry has rushed the ball 20 times for 72 yards. Cameron Finley has rushed the ball 19 times for 67 yards. So you got 135 yards rushing this afternoon. I don't know. I'd probably go ahead and let my quarterback throw this. We're going to see what happens here. Adrian Parsons is the quarterback. Cameron Finley, the running back. Big guy's been a difference maker. Tight end Gammons goes over to the left side. It is a third down nine inside their own 20-yard line. QB's back to throw. He's hit. He's sacked at the 10-yard line. Oh, Shavi Blomquist. He was trying to beat on him. He went back there, and there was no question what was going to happen. That sack is directly on Adrian Parsons. His tackle pointed it out. Javai ran up. And Parsons, when he rolled out, he knew Javai was coming. Just not nimble, able to keep his feet. And Javai takes him down for a big sack to the 10-yard line. That is just a lapse of judgment by the senior quarterback, Adrian Parsons.
Okay, now for Benedictine, they've elected, I think, Gus, did they just take the last time out?
They did.
Okay, so with 2:29 to go in the ballgame, Benedictine is going to be getting the football back with no timeouts remaining other than an upcoming two-minute timeout. They trail by a score. The line of scrimmage is all the way back now to the 10-yard line because of Parsons' sack. And the Ravens are going to have this across midfield.
Yeah, because you're going to be talking.
They're punting into the wind.
Yeah, you're going to talk about Grant Pella is going to be out there to punt. He averages 39 yards a punt. So even at that, let's say he booms a 40-yard punt. That's at midfield. But going into this wind, the Ravens are going to bring out two return men, Lagafuia on and near side. Far side, Jay Sean.
Lagafuia was laying out on the field. I was concerned that, you know, he was in terrible shape, and now he's back out there for the kick return. So he's recovered very nicely. Punter standing in the middle of the end zone. Belt high punt or snap, and the kick is away, and it is going to be taken by Todd at the 45, and he gets nothing down to the 42-yard line. So a very short return, and for Benedictine, it's a very clear path here today. 2:22 to play. With no timeouts remaining, the Ravens are down 7 at the Mid-America 47-yard line. Or make it the 47-yard line, right?
So your defense did what we talked about. Yep. They had to get a stop, had to get Mid-America off the field. They did just that. So now you turn your attention to the offense and say, go down and get me one. And for Mid-America's defense, they've kind of yo-yoed this afternoon but held when they've needed to.
Here comes the Ravens and Jackson Dooley. He's back. The pass cut is over the middle, and Jacob Gathright inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line.
That one just a quick slant, and Jacob Gathright found a little bit of a pocket, caught it, pushes the ball all the way inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. The Ravens could run one more play. I don't know if they're exactly interested in that.
Here's the thing, guys. The Mid-American defense is really questioning themselves. And they will get the snap off right at the 2. QB's going field wide open at the 5. Touchdown, Ravens! At 1:53 to go in the game. Again, you hit the big tight end, TZ, Tanner Zimmerman, for the score.
Tanner Zimmerman out of Olathe West High School goes right down the seam, scores his second touchdown in the afternoon. Last year against the Pioneers, he caught 7 catches, 120 yards, 2 touchdowns. Rack another one up today. He has 2 touchdowns on the season, 2 touchdowns today against the Pioneers.
PAT for the tie coming up. And back in is Harry Balke. Just hit that huge field goal. And this point after is right in there. We have a tie game and we have a timeout. With 1:53 to go in the contest. Benedictine 41, Mid-America 41.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cones, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Gray skies. I don't know, on the Benedictine sideline, maybe it's a little brighter over there right now because the Ravens have scored just 10 points in a matter of what? A minute and a half?
Yeah, 3:30 to a minute 53.
Minute 37?
Yeah. Now, see, the question was originally that would you maybe, if that thing got a little later in the ballgame, were you thinking maybe go for two? And I think the Ravens probably would have. Now that you scored so quickly, you went ahead and just kicked the PAT because now there's still a lot of football left to be played. A minute 53.
Now, the question is, and this is always a tough one, did you score too fast?
No.
Okay, because Mid-America is going to have some time, but the Benedictine defense has really, really stepped up here in this last couple of three series, and we'll see what they've got to do. The penalty, by the way, that we were talking about on the point after, ultimately is going to be assessed against Mid-America, and this ball is going to be kicked off from the 50-yard line. Now, do you kick it out the back of the end zone, or do you force the return?
Oh, I try to plant one on the number 10 over here.
Okay.
Right.
Make him come up,
make
field
him come
it.
Over and find it. Or you hit a worm burner right down the middle of the field.
And that's what Mid-America's done all day. Their kicker, I don't know if he doesn't or can't or is just purposely not kicking it high and long and deep. But all of his kicks have been ugly kicks that have been very, you know, very successful.
Speaking of ugly, that sky's kind of getting that.
It's really getting dark out here.
Getting that dark, kind of gray. The lights are really kicking into effect.
Here's the boot, and it is going to be, I don't know, he tried to hit the scoreboard outside the back of the end zone. And so, for Mid-America, they're going to get really good field position out of this. First and 10 of their own 25-yard line to begin the series with a minute 53 to play in the game. Can the Ravens defense, Gus, make one more huge stand here in the fourth quarter?
Well, that's a big question right now, right? The Pioneers have taken care of the football most of the afternoon. They only have the one interception. That came way back on the seventh possession, seven possessions ago. The Pioneers about to start their 14th possession of the afternoon.
Parsons will send his man in motion to the right side, fires it over this way, and it's going to be bobbled and juggled and dropped, and Ravens pick it up, but the official's going to say that was an incomplete pass. And you know what happened over there, don't you? E.J. Rogers, he saw guys coming at him.
Now, here's the problem for Mid-America is, with the incomplete pass, you also don't want to quickly give a three and out right here because, again, to talk about a kicker and Harry Balke who's good from 55, I mean, your best punt right now, he's not that far out of field goal range.
That was a four-second play. We're at a minute 49. QB back to throw again. He's looking over the middle and said it's going to go short to the 25, 30, 35, 40, up the near side. Bumped and finally staying on his feet, staying in bounds. And that was a really good job of not going out of play. For Mid-America, coming up the near sideline is going to be the running back Cameron Finley to the 45-yard line, first and 10, Mid-America. And again, a play just taking a few seconds. We're at a minute 40. Pioneers now racing up to the line of scrimmage. They have all our timeouts remaining, so they got plenty of time. Running back is going to come to the near side, loses his footing, penalty markers fly. Is there another face mask?
Yep. As he was falling to the ground, we're going to get a penalty and a face mask against the Ravens. This one, again, against Isaac.
So penalties. So detrimental to the Raven game here this afternoon. Personal foul, face mask, Benedictine. So here's a ball that's short of the 50-yard line. It's going to go all the way down inside the Benedictine 40. Because we've still got a minute and a half to go.
Yeah,
we've got to go down to the 36.
Now we're starting to get that driving rain coming down here.
And Mid-America, what kind of range is their kicker, Trevor Hiley, good for? His long 49 yards.
And he was good from 44 last week. But again, the wind, I think you're going to want to be somewhere around the 20-yard line to kick a 35-ish to feel really comfortable.
And the heavens are really opening up in the wind. And this rain now is beginning to really pour. Quarterback, little wraparound handoff. Running back goes left side. Stood up as he crosses the line of scrimmage. And they're going to dance with him down there a little bit. He will gain a yard. And still, Mid-America does not utilize any of their timeouts. We're at a minute 15, 14, 13 to go in the game. So for the Pioneers, guess what? They got to get 25-yard line?
Yeah, I think that's where you want to be comfortable.
Here we go. Single running back. Second and 9. QB back to throw. His man is wide open. Broken up at the 20-yard line. A tremendous job by Trey Williams. Again, reaching across. batting the ball away from E.J. Rogers, and it's going to go incomplete.
That's one of those things with Trey Williams at 6 foot, but he's got these real long arms able to reach in there and knock that football away. Ravens going to bring in for this play Cole Johnson on a big 3rd and 9 with 54 seconds left.
In Raven territory, the Benedictine 37-yard line, 3rd down, and a big 9. Caller, hard count by Parsons. Are they going to take a timeout here? Play clock's at 7, at 6. QB waiting for the snap. They're not going to snap this. Oh, they do. At 1 on the clock. Pass over the middle. Man is wide open. Caught at the 25, at the 20. Down. He'll go to the 17-yard line. Mid-America in business. A catch by E.J. Rogers. And Gus, that's probably the 18th time they've run that same slant today.
They've continued to run the slant pattern, and that time they were able to hit E.J. 43 seconds, 42, quickly getting away.
Ravens unable to stop the clock. Mid-America unwilling to stop the clock. Handoff is going to go to the outside. Running back will bounce outside, look, dash around, trying to find an edge, can't do it. Tackled in the field of play, 28, 27 seconds left. We're going to get our first timeout. We'll take it. Timeout here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, with 27 seconds to go in regulation. Benedictine to Mid-America, tied at 41.
Party Pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here.
That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kinda its whole thing.
That being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants.
New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Back with you here with 27 seconds to go in the ball game, tied at 41. Mid-America has moved downfield after taking the ball from that Raven kickoff, and now they are well within field goal range. They've had 2 timeouts remaining. They're going to snap the thing a couple of more times, try to get it as close as they can, get it centered up, maybe score a touchdown. But they don't want to give the Ravens any seconds with this football back. Quarterback Parsons will take it, will hand it off. No, he'll throw it. His man is wide open, 15, 10, 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Pioneers. And a Benedictine defense gives up the score with 19 seconds remaining. Mid-America goes up 47-41.
Wow, what a job right there by the Pioneers, just walking down the field and able to cap it off with another touchdown pass to Gavin Kranz this afternoon. That's going to be his 2nd of the day.
Did they not take a timeout here because they didn't have their proper personnel? You got a big, huge lineman out there. He was kind of napping.
I'm going to tell you, their special teams coordinator, we need to get him like a chart with 11. He's counted to 10 all day. Whether it's kickoff, whether it's punt, field goal, or extra point, they've struggled to get that 11th guy on the field all day.
Why are they taking a timeout? Are they thinking about two?
No, they just didn't have enough guys on the field. That's the only thing. You're going to kick the PAT right here and get up 8. And for Benedictine with 19 seconds left, they're going to have the win behind them. Mid-America's defense has been porous today, but, again, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, they're going to have nobody on the line of scrimmage. They're going to rush 2, and everyone will go back, wouldn't you think? So here comes a point after for Mid-America. Again, it'll be held by Templeman and the kicker, Trevor Hiley. Looking to give his team a 7-point lead here with 19 seconds left. Down and up and in there. Taking a break, Joseph. 19 seconds to go in the ballgame. Mid-America 48, Benedictine 41.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page, High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
From Mid-America, 19 seconds away from a win, Benedictine, 19 seconds left for some magic. It is a 48-41 Pioneer lead, and their heavens have really opened up, guys. It is pouring now. Ravens need the biggest kick return of the season. Let's see what they're able to come up with. Trevor Hiley looks to tee it up. Again, and the BC special teams have not been sterling here today. Kickoff returns have been porous. Here's the kick away. It is going to scoot. It's going to bounce off a Raven. He picks it up at the 25. Jason 30. Jason 40. Jason 50. Look out! The Ravens bring it back. It's coast to coast with 7 seconds to go in the ballgame. 72 yards. A kickoff return. That is Jason Todd. And the Ravens are a PAT out.
Go for two.
Bedlam on the Ravens sideline. Despair on the sideline of the Pioneers. They cannot believe what they have just seen happen.
And Jackson Dooley's out on the field. They're looking over to the far sideline. They're going to go for two, I think, right here.
Here we go. It's going to be decided right here. 7 seconds to go in regulation. The Ravens on a huge kickoff return. The last thing Mid-America could have afforded to have happen has happened. And now it will be a Manc timeout because their defense is in disarray. It's been like that periodically today. They're going to take a timeout, Joseph. We're going to hang on to it.
So by Mid-America not having enough guys out there on defense, they're going to give Benedictine a chance to talk about this, come up with the exact play they want. And now, wow.
Ooh, Pioneer sideline. They were dancing, singing. You know, I think they were already planning, you know, the post-game little happy time.
They kind of look like the Chicago Bears player on the Hail Mary the other day, right?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
And so now the Ravens are going to talk about some things on this one. Is there are a few of the extra point guys standing by, and I don't know. At this point, after the timeout, I'd probably kick it and play for overtime, but
this is a great game. You like them when they come down to the wire. But down to the wire means 7 seconds left in the contest. That is about as wire as you're going to get it. A couple of nationally ranked teams, both undefeated in the conference. Both of them hungry for a conference win or a conference championship. Because they're both going to say we got a conference championship last year. And nobody got that. It was half the teams in the conference claimed to be the champion.
Yeah, half the teams in the South
got
a trophy, got a ring.
Yeah.
They got T-shirts, right?
That's not the plan.
Harry Balke will trot off the field, and here comes the Raven offense.
Here we go.
To attempt to win this thing.
Benedictine going to go for the two. A quarterback out there, of course, is Jackson Dooley. You got Dalton Witherspoon, the junior running back out of Windsor, Missouri. He's going to be the running back on the right side. Ravens are going to go for two. It's all win or lose. Two-point conversion. QB rolling. Chased out of the pocket. Running for his life. He's going to be hit. He'll lose again. He throws it into the end zone. It's a jump ball. It's tipped. It's incomplete. Manc is going to win it. Mid-America. As the Ravens, guys, not to play, I assumed they were going to run for a two-pointer.
I thought they were just going to run the ball. They've done it well today. I thought they were just going to line up and just shove the ball down the throat of the Pioneers because
they have done it all day.
So,
incredible. So, Ravens are going to kick off with 7 seconds to go. And they are going to be a point short at 48-47. So what do the Ravens do over there? Now, of course, everybody, it'll be easy to second guess. But, no, I can understand and certainly cannot fault the coaching staff for wanting to win this ball game right there. You're on the road. You're against a good team. You had a huge 79-yard kickoff return by Jason Todd. And, you know, the momentum was on your side. And you got a very full scoring recap page going on in front of you right there. So,
Mid-America is going to put their kick return unit, a single man back a few yards, everybody else up front. And the Ravens are going to have Cullen Bruner looking to kick it away. And still the rains fall in Olathe. Getting it teed up is going to be Cullen Bruner. And, oh, now we're going to have a short man. Gus, you're going to have Harry kick it?
Well, you're going to have both of them attempt, and then it's going to be some kind of onside.
And there it is. It's skipping, it's hopping, and it's on the ground, and the Ravens may have picked it up. Mid-America says they've got an underneath it, and it's going to be Pioneer basketball or football with 5 seconds to go. They'll fall on it once. And Mid-America is going to come away with a huge win at home here this afternoon as Benedictine will fall here today on the road in a game in which they've made probably just a few too many mistakes.
Few too many mistakes?
Yeah, a few too many.
Quite a few too many mistakes this afternoon for the Ravens. I mean, 8 penalties, 91 yards. You know, you allowed too many sacks this afternoon. There were a lot of things.
Good to see you, my friend.
Hey, good luck. Take care. But, yeah, too many things went wrong today for the Ravens. And the Pioneers didn't play a very clean game themselves. But, again, they're going to find a way to come away with a victory here at home and a North Division title.
We'll be back.
South Division title.
Yep. We'll be back. Final score this afternoon. Mid-America 48, Benedictine 47.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi. This is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Welcome back to Olathe, Kansas, where this afternoon, Mid-America is able to come from behind, and the Ravens, with some late lightning, go for two with 4 seconds left in the game and a chance to win and come up short, losing it here this afternoon, 48-47. Again, Gus, that's always a judgment call. Do you go for two? Do you kick the PAT? And, yeah, you kind of go with what you feel like. And the Ravens decided we're going to go for two, and then they felt like their passing game was good enough to score two, and neither of those worked out. So for Benedictine, they will tumble to 7-2, and now their postseason is in a little less, a little more doubt, let's call it.
Yeah, I mean, I still think they're okay. Figure last week, who was it? Dort lost to Morningside. Now, Dort was on the road and lost. They fell about seven, eight spots. So figure next week the Benedictine will tumble somewhere to that 14, 16, 15 type range. And so I think that's where the Benedictine Ravens look like they'll move to. For the Pioneers, hats off to them. They played a good game today. They're going to be champions of the South Division. I say that, yet next week they're going to play Baker, and watch this. They'll lose to Baker, and it'll be
like
half the teams again. But this afternoon, Jackson Dooley, 20 of 32 for 413 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. For Adrian Parsons, he passed for 374, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. So,
well, Raven fans were here. Great number. Got to be proud of the way this Benedictine team is being followed. And we'll be with them at home. BC is going to be in the Wilcox Stadium next Saturday afternoon, a 1 o'clock ball game, as it'll be Central Methodist coming to town for Senior Day.
I want to thank you all for having joined us. Also want to thank our man Joseph, producing and engineering back at the K Radio Studios to get the final score today. Mid-America 48, Benedictine 47. Till we greet you next time, for Joseph, for Cora, for Gus Gods, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net.